I need a spit cup. Thank you. Monday, February 23rd, 2015. You big pussies.
I can't make it out of my driveway. It's slick.
People are still going to think this is best of.
I don't care. It may end up, depending on how much we drink, actually. I think if we start now, we may be able to make the 4 hours just the two of us.
That's the reason I got an entire bottle. And a backup, just in case.
And Dan has never missed work because of weather.
No. I don't know. Everybody was texting all morning, and I don't think anybody really wanted to say what they wanted to do.
All I know is for all the days I've missed because of allergies, you big pussies. At least I was sick.
You can't drive on the road.
Okay.
Yeah, I called Alfie, and I was like, Russ was asking, can you at least do traffic from your house? And first, he sounded all kind of like congested. And then when I said from your house, he goes, oh, yeah, sure, no problem.
I don't know if I can make it in.
You'd have to come in.
Okay. When you want to first traffic, when?
Yeah. So where's the sponsors?
Does he have all that?
Yes.
If I could make it out of my development where there is almost no traffic.
Yes. That was one of the things that was being thrown around today is like, well, Russ probably can't even make it out of his development because, yeah, we all know that.
I kept watching the weather and the sleet kept coming down. And then I looked outside in my circular drive and I saw puddles of water. I thought, well, if it's melting around the house, although there's heat coming from the house, certainly I can get out of the development. And yeah. It looked like, short of the UPS guy and me, we were the only ones that had been anywhere in my development. I was following him out.
And they drive like a bat out of hell, even in the ice. It doesn't matter.
And I texted Dan. I went, all right, Chloe and I made it in. It's going to just be the two of us. Chloe and me doing the show. You're going to do what? We have a fiduciary duty to our listeners on bad weather days to be here.
Yes. And on my way in, I came from Las Colinas down 635, and it's the first time I've ever driven over 50 miles an hour for almost the entire length of 635 on the way to work in, I think, 6 years.
Yeah, the tollway from Frisco to almost 635 where our studios are, were pretty good. I was driving at posted speeds, which means the streets were kind of bad. Because normally I don't mess with posted speeds.
Speeds. Signs.
Talk for a second. I'm going to adjust your camera since there's nobody else that came in today.
And also, too, I went to the liquor store to pick up the liquor for today. And all the people that were working there were also going, bunch of pussies. Well, all of us made it. Even the stock boy made it in today. It's all complaining.
You're not driving, pussies.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think I got here about, 2:15?
Yeah, I got here just before that, I guess.
So, what are you going
to
do?
I don't know. Good question. I need to start drinking. Or are you listening to before the show started? Or is that just the AC/DC thing?
Before the show started?
It sounded like some sort of like guitar stuff or something.
I found a different version of Merle Haggard's. Moving on.
No wonder you were hesitant to say what it was.
Hang on, something's still playing on my computer.
What, like a live version or?
Yeah, I think it is. It's hard to tell what it was from. Hang on.
That was magical.
Okay, I still got that Highway to Hell that we played right before the show. I pulled that straight off my computer.
Oh, it's still playing, not
closed. Even though I've closed the browser. Because Highway to Hell was logged. I want to hear the version from Castle Donington. Internet Explorer. All right, I'm going to close that and see if that does it.
I bet it doesn't. Keeps on playing.
And it just shut down my computer.
Oh, we thought you meant you wanted to shut the whole thing down. Damn.
And there. All right, I just got to reboot the bitch.
Give me a second. I don't know what it is. Did it come back on?
It sounds like it. It's brewing.
All right, let's start with a bottle. Otherwise, we're going to have to go to Best Of.
That's a good plan.
Start when it's normally. Like there's a normal.
Thank you.
Nobody screen calls. Get text from Dan around then. It's still sleeting. And?
All those were hints dropped of other reasons why they shouldn't come in, I guess.
Well, all the days, I felt good and I didn't want to sit at home.
Text messages. Nope.
Well, let's see. You want to take a call?
That's what I was thinking.
Because I'm having
let's
to run.
See what happens.
I'm having to run the board, reboot my computer. I'm also having to run the video stream.
I was shocked that you're running the video stream too.
Well, if we're gonna be live, might as well make everybody suffer through it.
Hello.
Go ahead. You're on the air.
Do you have any clips from Lady Gaga singing Broadway from the awards last night or whatever? Play that. That'd be cool.
I didn't watch the what was it, the Oscars?
I don't know. I saw it on the internet. Yeah, see if you can find some clips of that.
Well, why don't you pull it up on the internet? Whore.
I think they already started drinking, too. I got an idea.
Why don't you play some old Bob Newhart shows?
I'm going to call up and get them to do something.
All of a sudden, they think we're taking requests.
Take another call. Right. I'm just curious. I like it when you, like, raw dog it.
Eagle, you're on the air.
Hey, it's not snowmageddon, it's wussygeddon. These people want to get out on the road and drive, big wussies.
Well, as soon as I got on the road, I was iffy. Because obviously, as soon as you hit the road, you don't know, all right, how much traction do I really have? Mm-hmm. How much of this is slick? And those ice clumps that you get, you know, on the side of each lane from traffic.
Oh, yeah.
Should I drive on that? Should I drive in the middle? So then once you realize, it's like, I got traction. This noise.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Boss, I'm out here in the Pleasant Grove. I've got to drive all the way over to Dallas near Garland.
What are you driving?
Mazda 3. Front-wheel drive. Beat the hell out of my old pickup truck, which was rear-wheel drive, and I'd be swapping ends on a regular basis.
Yeah, when I had my pickup, I had to drive in the snow. You just have to stop and pick up some homeless people, throw them in the back.
Yeah, we only cinder blocks and sandbags.
I just went for homeless people. They seem to enjoy it.
Yeah, front-wheel drive, you're golden. That's...
Well, for the most part, I mean, slick is slick, especially if you don't know how to drive on it, and we don't. I'm included. The game I always play, forget what anybody tells you when you're out on the road. Mm-hmm. Drive slowly. Make sure you leave enough room between you and the other vehicles. Here's my game. Never touch the brake. If you touch the brake on the freeway, you lose a point. Now, I don't know what you lose at the end of the game, but the whole idea of the game is never touch the brakes.
Mm-hmm.
So you can forget about, all right, keeping distance or anything. The whole idea is I don't want to have to use my brakes, because weather like this, you use the brakes, bad things happen.
Yes, like whenever I got a little bit too cocky on Beltline today, and I was like, man, this is, no, slow down, oh, no. And things get squirrely when that bridge comes up.
It's a little gas, and the whole idea on the freeway is leave those brakes behind. You want to hear the Merle?
Yes.
Thank you. Big wheels rolling. Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, you gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline for the nation. Admin like Will and Sonny make it blue.
He sounds a little more peppy in this one.
Living like the gypsy, always on the go. Doing what they best know how to do.
Yeah.
Jamming gears has got,
I'd like to know how that guitar player replicates that diesel rumble.
I don't know. It's had something to do with the muffling. Muffling and picking.
To be a truck driving man. Just steady hand the bull at low behind. Big wheels rolling. Big wheels rolling. Moving on.
Big wheels rolling. What I can tell, this was like back in the mid-70s.
Big wheels. A live performance somewhere?
Yeah. Back when he could still hit those really deep notes.
Mm-hmm. That sounds really good.
And Will and Sonny keep on moving on. Hey, big hot cup of coffee. Just waiting up.
Got too much fiddle in it. Somebody needs to knock him out.
Important steel guitar.
It's got to be a fever. Cause men become addicted to the grind.
Oh, here it comes.
A special breed to be a truck driving man. Steady hand, the bullet low behind.
Damn,
big
that's
wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on.
What do you have against a fiddle?
I'm not big on fiddles. I just got warmed up to steel guitars.
I was gonna say you.
I can't
used
jump
to,
in all at once.
You used to hate the steel guitar. You're like, oh. Then all of a sudden, the fiddle's next. I'm telling you.
There's something about the steel guitar that just adds a different texture. And again, I grew up with it. My dad tried, I don't know where he got a steel guitar, but he knew one song. He didn't even know it well. I don't know why he was trying to learn. It was Under the Double Eagle. Oh. And that was all he, it's, I don't even ask me how it goes, but that's all he would do.
He would sit there and just wear it out.
Don't you? I'm trying to learn the whole thing. So obviously, lack of musical acuity is hereditary.
I'm just playing the intros of all these songs on steel guitar.
All right, let's see what else. Eagle, you're on the air.
Yeah, can you play Me and My Wine by Def Leppard?
What song by Def Leppard?
Me and My Wine.
Okay. All right, awesome. We'll get that on for you.
All right, awesome.
What's your favorite radio station?
All right, I am playing.
Well, what's your station?
97.1 The Eagle.
Yeah, off.
You used to have to say that kind of stuff, didn't you?
Who rocks the Metroplex?
Hell if I know. Thank you, guys. You play Merle more than AC/DC. At least with AC/DC, you got a variety. With Merle, it's the same damn song every time.
Yeah, Don's got to be like, he plays one Merle song, and he complains about the number of AC/DC songs that we play.
Yeah. That's what I said. One day Don's going to walk down here and kick my ass, and I got it coming. He sent an email because he didn't know if we were coming in or not, Don Davis. What are your plans? Live, best of, mix of AC/DC with Merle, just let me know.
Did he really?
let's see. Oh, we got a break here in a second. Look at that. Made it through a segment. I got up some new bumpers over the weekend. You want to hear one?
Sure. Let me take the one out that I've got in here.
No.
Okay.
Because I'll probably play it a lot. Let me see if this is the one I like.
Move over and let the big dog the Russ Martin Show.
Dig it.
That would be a sonic boom. You know the song?
Is it Money Money?
Yeah. Live version.
I dig that one.
Let's see.
Did the voice guy do some more stuff?
No. Just some stuff he did I didn't feel like using. Then I decided, what the hell. So I was up here last night. I should have just stayed here last night. I didn't realize it was going to get as bad as it did today, even though it's not that bad, pussies. I like this one.
Cram it up your ass, the Russ Martin Show.
Okay, that's my favorite so far.
Cram it up your ass. We should do a country version of this. Call it Buck Owens Cherry. we'll be back.
Too legit to quit. We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show. Martin Show.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm proud of iHeart's Show Your Stripes, Hire Smart, Hire a Vet program. I'm also proud of the Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation. Russ and his listeners support the families of Dallas-Fort Worth police officers and firefighters who have selflessly fallen in the line of duty. To donate, please go to RussMartin.com.
3:35, first check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by The Voice on NBC. Traffic sucks, no surprise. Let's start off westbound 635 at Marsh in Dallas. Got an accident there, and it's in the clearing state. This traffic is still completely stopped back from the tollway, about a half-hour delay through it. Also in Dallas, eastbound I-20 right at Mountain Creek Parkway. Got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Your backup there is back from the Beltline. This one, of course, involves several vehicles. Let's move into Carrollton, southbound I-35 right at Beltline Road. Got an accident blocking everything but the center lane. Traffic there is jacked up back from the bush. In Fort Worth now, northbound 35W right at Garden Acres. Got an accident there. Your backup is back from Brendan Crowley. And finally in Fort Worth, southbound 35W right at Heritage Trace. Got an accident there. It's blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up. Back from Golden Triangle. Never miss a moment of the show by subscribing to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives today at RussMartin.fm. Proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coyne, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Bring on the Rock.
Which goes here, Brock or weather? Okay, reload it then. I'm sorry, since we're padding with music, because there's only two of us.
Talk it up?
I forget what the intro is.
I think it's about 23 seconds.
Hell no, I'm not talking up 23 seconds. Let me see. See if I've got a standard bumper. Screw it. Music. Rock.
Yeah. Hey, can you guys play some Poison?
I'll get it on for you right now.
Thank you. 97.1 Eagle Rock. Count. Got you so jump.
Eagle weather brought to you by Papa John's.
cloudy, cold tonight, low near 27. Patchy drizzle tomorrow with a high near 42. 28 now at 97.1 The Eagle.
This is Brian Johnson of SADC, and we're kicking your ass on 97.1 The Eagle.
We're back.
To the Russ Martin Show.
You decided to just let it rock for a while?
Why not? Never had a 50-second bumper before.
Well, you picked a good song.
Okay.
Am I done with the Papa John's thing?
Yes.
Think you can run it from over there?
Yep.
At the space bar. Hit it again. There you go. Just the two of us. That's all we need. Two cameras shot. Okay. Let me go through show prep and just decide what we want
to see if anything looks good.
I didn't have a chance to look at anything. To get everything together. All right. Who's going to do traffic? And he goes, well, I can do traffic, and when I think you got your hands full. Plus, Alpy's at home. He's on the phone. He can still do traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Can he pull it up? He can look at TV.
Yeah, exactly. And I sent him the sponsor. It's all good. She's running traffic for doing traffic, I think, for all the stations today.
Nobody in a metro traffic or whatever they call it, nobody showed up?
There's a few people here, but...
I saw the cake guy.
Oh, the cake guy?
Yeah. I actually heard Anna say his name today, and I didn't... Well, why you call him that? His name did like cake.
What's up, cake?
I mean, you listen to the news stations, KRLD. Sounds like all of them made it in.
Yeah, and I saw quite a few traffic people. There was a few people coming in when I was coming in. It must be nice to not have an important job and stay home.
I just told Don Davis, I went, if I have to do a show live with Clo today, I want all the days in January I missed erased. Birdman had a pretty good night at the Oscars.
Birdman, the rapper?
Yes. Yeah. I didn't know he was in a movie.
Or is there a movie called Birdman?
Yeah, the one with Michael Keaton.
Oh.
Okay. I haven't seen it, so I don't know. Let me read any of it?
Sure. How did Birdman do?
Birdman was a big winner.
Woo!
Took home 4 Oscars, Best Picture, Best Director, Best Original Screenplay, and Best Cinematography. Michael Keaton lost the Best Actor Award to Eddie Redmayne, the guy who played Stephen Hawking in The Theory of Everything. Julie, I didn't even know the Oscars were last night.
I just saw it today on CNN. The only thing they were doing, we're talking about the battle of the after parties.
Who is Dick Poop?
I don't know. I've seen his name. I think it's a writer, producer or something.
I think it's Pope or something like that. And when they announced all the nominees for the Oscars,
mm-hmm.
The...
Oh, some lady.
Yeah, the lady. She said, Dick Poop. His name's actually Dick Pope. It's one big moment. A cinematographer, a chick calls him Dick Poop. All right.
Really?
I'll run dog some more phone lines. Right. Eagle, you're on the air.
Hey, boss. I was going to see if y'all could do the Rusty Gears show today.
You mean do it live or play the clip?
You might as well do it live. You might as well do your practice now.
I'd rather practice on a station with no ratings. I'll go back to CBS and try it.
And also, too, the whole thing's got to be on, got to sound like it's on the phone.
Yeah, it's got to be AM. Otherwise, yeah. it's not a trucking show. So your battery went dead?
Battery went, yeah, would not start. So I had to get it jumped and went to Sears and goes, your battery's fine. I'm like, well, it didn't start this morning. I know it's cold and all, but it's a diehard. It's supposed to start even on cold weather conditions. You see the commercials.
Yeah, that's just a name. That's a name.
Yeah, it's not living up to its name.
What else? See, I never go to any of the, I never see any of the movies, so I don't know any of these. Best Picture, Birdman. Best Animated Feature Film, Big Hero 6. Best Director, Alejandro Iñárritu for Birdman. Best Actress, Julianne Moore for Still Alice. Have you seen any of these?
Nope. Those are all the like indie like movies that all the cool people see.
I'll tell you what, I'll throw out the name of the movie and you tell me if you care.
Okay.
Boyhood.
Sure.
Did you see it?
I did not see it. I've seen a lot of clips and I saw it kind of like the making of. The reason I think it's kind of cool because it took like 12 years to make this movie.
Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah.
How do you get a movie studio to fund you money? All right. When's it going to be done? 2027.
How do we know you're not going to disappear? You know what I mean? What if you die?
We're not going to be able to give you all the money up front. Well, how much can I have up front?
So the one kid played, my computer's shut down.
So they just follow this kid as he grows up. And yeah. Everybody ages. Well, what if somebody died during the filming of the movie?
I guess they
say,
just...
who was in it? What did I say? Julianne Moore?
Yeah.
No, that's still Alice.
No, it's Patricia Arquette. Yeah.
What if she died or something happened? What do you do with that?
I think they just lucked out. All right, everybody, be cool. Don't die.
Okay, who do we not pick? All right, that Lindsay Lohan, did not choose her.
No.
Even at this point, even though he's gone through complete rehab and seems to have his life under control, I don't think I would have put Robert Downey Jr. in it.
No. Mm-mm. And Patricia Arquette, she's kind of a nut. She nutted out last night on the Oscars. She started just something yelling about women's rights and women's equal pay and everything else at the Oscars. Kind of like when rock stars do political stuff at rock shows or whatever.
Got it. Dan, do you have the audio for that? Oh, that's right. You're not here. Okay. Sorry, I had to cut to his empty chair. Eagle, you're on the air.
Pussy little Dan, pussy little Dan, pussy little Dan, pussy little Dan. I know he's listening.
I don't know if he is or not. We didn't tell him. Thanks. No, I did tell him. Yeah, you're right. Because he goes, you're going to do effing what? Could do a show live with Chloe. And then if we run out of stuff, like we have right now, then we'll play bumpers.
Well, that's the reason he's not coming in. Even if he could, he goes, I ain't going in.
I didn't play the Papa John spot, did I?
No, you played it.
I did?
Yeah.
And then the bumper out of it?
Yep, everything was...
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah. See, I have more to do today than I normally do. Other movies. The Grand Budapest Hotel?
I actually saw a piece of that. That's very weird, but it was a cool movie. How'd it do?
They just won for best costume design, best makeup and hairstyling. That's got to make the actors and the director feel like dog shit.
Yeah, because it all took place at a hotel. It was like bellhops and stuff.
I spent all this time directing, and we won for makeup and hairstyling. Best sound editing was American Sniper. I'm surprised that didn't
do better. Yeah. I know that was one of the picks to win all the stuff.
Best cinematography, Birdman. Best original score, The Grand Budapest Hotel. Best Short Film Feast, Best Short Film Live Action, The Phone Call. Click here to see the official. No, I'm not doing this.
Yeah, once again, it's all those, like, it's all those trendy movies. You know, it's, you know, I don't, the people just revel, and it just drives me crazy. They think they're cool just because they watch those movies. You never can watch, like, Transformers or anything like that. Can't enjoy that. No, you got to watch all these trendy BS things that no one else sees.
It's like with the Dallas Observer, when they had their Best of Dallas, they had the Editor's Choice and the Reader's Picks. And the Reader's Picks almost are always what's popular.
Mm-hmm.
But because we're the Dallas Observer, we have to pick all the ethereal booze.
Exactly. Even if we did like one of the popular things, we can't say that we do. No, we wouldn't be cool.
We're kind of like the snarky PBS of print. Can we try any more of these?
Yeah.
Eagle, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm just glad that Kanye West wasn't.
All right, then. Hello. Yes.
I want to wish everybody born on this day a happy birthday.
Fact. I'm going to hit the delay. Yep. That way she didn't make it on the air.
Click here to see the
Eagle, go ahead.
Hey, I was just wondering if y'all would maybe replay some of the Dando spots, because my wife's never heard them and she's off today, and Dan's not there to defend himself.
Do you have a favorite?
Actually, the other day, I was in 1190 this morning when y'all played like three of them back-to-back. There was the Voodoo Doodoo Dando and the Brontosaurus Dando from the Flintstones. Man, they were all good.
I forgot about the Yabba Dabba. All right.
It just sounds funny hearing other people say it.
And explain it to their friends. If you listen to, you know, a normal station, music station, hey, what do you listen to? I listen to Craddock in the morning. Mm-hmm. Okay. You don't have to explain anything. The Russ Martin Show, I've never heard it. What do they do? Oh, they got this thing where they have dandos that you stick in your ass.
That's my favorite part, is hearing people trying to tell other people about the show whenever I'm around. And I just let them go. Well, we'll see how they do.
Maybe that's new audio I asked listeners for. Explaining the show to somebody that's never heard it and record the conversation.
Kind of like the popular thing to do on YouTube is like you explain stuff to your grandmother to see if she understands it. So explain to your grandmother what the show is all about and see if she gets it.
They talk about Dirty Sanchez's. I thought all of them were dirty.
No, it's a sex act.
You mean like with clowns?
They have sex toys that they're trying to sell that have 600 feet wingspan. What?
Is there anything like that on YouTube of people trying to explain sexual acts to their grandparents? Because I wish mine were alive so I could do that.
There's just been a few of them, but there's not, like, I don't think one dedicated just to that.
All right, Mama. It's when Pawpaw sticks his finger in your hoo-ho.
What?
Gets it in there really good.
Mm-hmm.
And then draws a mustache on your face.
Yeah.
Why would he do that?
Because you look funny.
Mm-hmm. You never know. Some of them old freaky bitches may be doing that.
And then they'll put a sombrero on your head.
They make me look like a Frito Bandito.
What was I looking for? The Dando stuff?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think he said the Yabba Dabba. Doo-doo Dando.
I'm looking. I see the Mardi Gras Dando. Dan Doo-doo. Man, there it is. I got it.
Greetings, butt fun aficionados. Are you tired of the complicated and convoluted world of rump-related pleasure devices? Well,
I'd like to point out, you and I have made it through almost two segments now.
Yes.
Greetings, butt fun aficionados. Are you tired of the complicated and convoluted world of rump-related pleasure devices? Well, Pretty Little Dan Inc. has heard you loud and clear. PLD Inc. is proud to introduce a dendo that harkens back to a simpler time before life was oh so complicated. Presenting the Yabba Dabba Doo Doo Dando. The Yabba Dabba Doo Doo Dando is 3 feet of fossilized straight from Dan O'Malley's perfect little hole. Our research team traveled back in time in order to develop our patented speed aging process. We take one of Dan's monster-sized fibers, mix it with real brontosaurus, and fossilize it in a matter of days. The result is a dando that is stronger and more dense for you to bam 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 your asshole. The Yabba Dabba Doo Doo Dando comes in three sizes: brontosaurus, woolly mammoth, and big giant car tipping over rib size thingy. Order today and receive an authentic Stone Age record player that uses prehistoric asshole burr technology to play your records. Waste no more time and order your Yabba Dabba Doo Doo Dando.
The Yabba Dabba Doo Doo Dando is not officially licensed by Hanna-Barbera or any of its associates, affiliates, or anybody else named Hanna-Barbera.
Isn't it time to make your bed rock? Another fine product from PLD Inc.
Okay. All right. Two segments down.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
The good news is we're not going to have to waste any time cutting up these segments for best of. 404. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy, the KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Traffic still blows real bad. Let's start off in Fort Worth. Northbound 35W right at Heritage Trace. Got an accident there. Traffic's backed up back on Highway 287, the Decatur cutoff. Also, Fort Worth southbound 35W right at Heritage Trace. Got an accident there. This one's now in the clearing stages. Traffic's still backed up back from Golden Triangle. Into Carrollton now, northbound I-35 right at Beltline. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from the bush. In Plano, southbound on the Tolley right at Park. Got an accident there. It's blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Windhaven. And finally in Dallas, eastbound I-20 right at Mountain Creek Parkway. Got an accident blocking the right shoulder. This one involving several vehicles. Traffic there is backed up back from Beltline Road. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by KTXA 21. Cloudy, cold, 27 tonight. Patchy drizzle. Tomorrow, we should get above freezing, obviously later in the day, with a high near 42. 28 now at 97.1 The Eagle.
Move over and let the big dog at the Russ Martin Show.
KETL, The Eagle.
All I know, if I heard my buddies on the air during bad weather, I believe I'd go ahead and try and drive into work.
Yeah, especially when the boss man makes it. And like you said,
what does that mean?
Well, because like if the boss man's here, I think that I, you know, yeah. Once I saw you walk in, I was like, thank God I made it. Get some sort of brownie points.
Was it Channel 11 is showing cars doing donuts?
Still making their way through a late commute. It's safe to say no one was having as much fun as this guy. But spinning out of control and skidding across the pavement is the last thing most drivers wanted today. Mall security finally caught up with him and brought the show to an end.
It's just an aerial shot of some guy in a large parking lot with no cars in it just doing donuts. So obviously, at least Channel 11's having as bad of a show as we are.
Yeah, they've been showing that all day.
But then again, we just played audio of car doing donuts.
It looked like fun.
I talked to Alfie before traffic was last go around. Went, Club Meat doing radio. He goes, it's fantastic. Golf.
And he keeps laughing. It's like, okay, why is he laughing so hard?
You know, they're not going to come in just so they can go, see how important we are? Got to have somebody to read news. Got to have somebody to pull audio. Got to have somebody to screen calls.
that's the reason they're staying at home. So you're going to be talking about this later on.
Next time during contract negotiations, just remember that snow day, that it's just you and Chloe. Yeah, I'm going to remember that.
There you go. You haven't been drinking much, so there you go. Yeah.
Oh. And just taking some of those calls live on the air. I don't know how Alfie or anybody deals with it.
Oh, like the
guy. Because
that...
he's got to ask him, all right, what do you want? And it doesn't really have to pertain to what we're talking about. That does make it easier for the call screener.
Mm-hmm.
You guys may have moved on. Doesn't matter. What is it? And he's got to get their name and give them the instructions. I mean, just, you don't have to give them all the instructions. If they don't know to turn their radio down, as soon as I take the call, I'll hang up on them.
Well, and also, like the guy during the break, he goes, hey, I got a Luke Bryan impersonation for you.
Yeah, how many of those does Alfie have to go through? Hey, listen to my Luke Bryan.
That's almost exactly what he did. What the hell's up with that? I'll save the show.
Maybe during this next break, we should walk up and down the halls and see if anybody wants to do radio with us. I mean, if Billy the Kid's on, what does he do? Play like a 30-minute commercial, music sweep? Commercial sweep, yeah.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, because I know he's here. I saw his car here, so. You bring him in. Have him read some Oscar stuff.
Talk about a bunch of movies none of us saw. I got this email from a listener. It's long. I'll try and read it fast. Now, let me take these. Eagle, you're on the air.
This is fun. I'm having a great time. Like, the parents are away. We've got the house. We're going to have a party.
What do you want to do?
Baby, where do you want to start?
I think you threw her off a little bit.
You want to put in the microwave? Yeah, I don't mean appliances.
Like real?
Yeah, real. This is fine. Nobody's there. You're not the one from having to sit here and decide, all right, no show prep. On my show notes, which normally has like 22, 23 items mm-hmm. for the day, I got one. Playing the brakes game on the freeway.
Oh,
that was
the thing you said at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, then I was out. And that's really all you need to tell anybody. Forget, take it easy, take it slow. They already know that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an easy reminder. I'm playing the brakes game. Every time I touch the brakes, I lose a point. So as a result, you're going to drive slow. You're going to keep a distance between you and the other idiots. And it's the guys, not necessarily the four-wheel drive, but just guys in big trucks. I had a couple of dualies on my ass today.
Mm.
And it's like, I am not moving. Trust me, that this is your day to sit behind me driving slow.
Yeah, because when we had the Eagle Hummer, that drives like piss in the ice and snow. It was horrible.
Really?
Yeah.
Even with those knobby tires?
Yeah, it was just as bad as a pickup truck. It slid all over the place. Unless I didn't deflate the tires, but no, it's not a problem.
And you're talking about one of the original Humvees that people got from the military.
Yeah, the H1s. They don't drive any better than trucks.
But damn, there's a lot of room in those.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Like the original Humvees, I don't know where we got our first one. The Eagle. It was back in the 90s.
From Enterprise Rent-A-Car. We bought a car Hummer.
That they got from the military.
It wasn't a military. This is one of the first civilian models.
But it still looked just like a military.
Oh,
like
yeah.
The one that you've seen Schwarzenegger that he used to drive.
Yeah. If you were to take out the interior, it would look just like the military ones.
Okay. I'll read this.
Damn. Holy cow.
Well, this is... don't worry about what you're seeing. After listening to last week's discussion about why people, mouth breathers, and idiot savants to mayors and multiple PhDs like your show, I'd like to share my opinion with you. I was born and raised here and have lived here all my life. You and I are contemporaries. I've been listening for a long time. At the base, you're a man of kindness, gratitude, loyalty, honor, and respect. And as I've said to you before in other emails, you're a good man, and you have you're a good man to have beside you in a storm. This peeks through over the years of listening, despite your douchebaggery. Next, you're one of the fortunate few to have found their greatest favorite toy, a radio station. And with this toy, you're able to express yourself in ways that make you happy, make us laugh and listen, and you get to do things and get a sense of satisfaction most of us listeners wish we had in our careers. We're delightfully envious and wonderfully entertained, listening, watching you play with your toy. I'm skipping some now. It goes on to talk about how great it is to give grief to our employers and mayors and police and fire. And they accept it in a loving fashion.
And to get away with it.
Let's see. It's kind of weird, though. One of the last lines, you ain't perfect, but you're a beautiful man. And that's all, they're all is to say. It's from a guy. In between all of that, you and the crew are consistently funny every day, and that's not so easy. And if you're faking it, you're doing well, because I can't hear it, and it still makes me laugh. So kudos. And when the wheels are coming off bits and such, they come off in grand style and are hilarious. And with Kenzie, I think both of you are deliberately removing the lug nuts. It's a great show to hear twice a day. Keep it up, boss. Reason I read it is I forwarded it. I don't guess I sent it to you. I sent a copy to Everett. Because normally he doesn't get to hear these because he's not here every day.
Yeah.
I sent it to Everett. Everett sent it back, and he graded it.
Great, like on grammar and...
Yeah, like you handed in an essay to a teacher.
Oh, okay.
Obviously, I can't read the whole thing. Or I could. After listening to last week's discussion about why people, mouth breathers, and idiot savants to mayors and multiple PhDs like your show, I'd like to share my opinion with you. Yeah. Everett adds, given the chance, one of the PhDs Carl mentions would have written his dissertation, quote unquote, the English language, why we should abandon it, on the abundance of errors contained in that sentence. I was born and raised here and have lived here all my life. Everett. Chickens are raised, people are reared. And of course, here is misspelled, unless Carl means to suggest inartfully that he's been passing himself off as a woman since birth.
I have a feeling Everett enjoyed ripping that apart.
You and I are contemporaries. I've been listening a long time. At the base, you're a man of kindness, gratitude, loyalty, honor, and respect. Everett adds, even as a nonsensical dependent clause, the words at the base should be followed by a comma. At your core, or in your heart, rather than at your base, would have been a better choice of words. Unless, of course, Carl means to suggest that Russ's good qualities are only evident during baseball games. When he's on base. Or alternatively, that he relies on some sort of pedestal to stand upright, and that these qualities reside there. See, some of Everett's stuff I can't understand.
Wow. Okay, I'm never emailing Everett ever again with any sentence.
Hey, there was a cool email from a listener. I thought you might want to see it. He sends it back graded. By the way, the guy got a D+.
Damn. Did he highlight the stuff in red?
Whoever?
Or was mistakes?
No. See, everything in caps.
Okay, got it.
All right, Everett's.
Oh, my God.
In the three preceding sentences, Carl continues his relentless assault on the proper usage of the word and. Determined to begin as many sentences with it as possible. I can't read all this.
Jesus.
I'll make Dan read it when he comes back. Okay. Another 3 minutes?
Yes.
Got another segment down. Take this. Good. Eagle, you're on the air.
Hey, Russ, I have a question. Since the other three people didn't show up a show, didn't you used to have a wheel that they used to spin if they did something wrong on the show?
Yeah, but the office was closed today.
Oh, okay. And one more thing. I was wondering if you could have that guy Cruz give some love dating tips.
Are you sure you want love dating tips from the night guy from Kiss?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you're right, boss. I appreciate that.
Unless you kept the number for Big Bubba Spelled Ones. Okay.
We could bring Billy the Kid down here.
Well, I said that.
What's he doing?
I don't know. Trying to see if there's anything else we can milk here for about 2 minutes. And you know what? Not one person, not one, has called up and said, hey, thanks, boss, for coming in on a bad snow day.
Oh, kind of like they did on Christmas, over Christmas break?
Yeah, they were excited about that.
Yeah. I appreciate you. I was calling with my Luke Bryan. What the hell?
I've been working on that for 2 weeks. Do you think I got the tone down? Mm.
And that was it.
You're not drinking enough here.
Yeah.
Yeah, and since nobody's here, I don't even think engineering's here.
Mm-mm.
We can do anything that we want, short of swear. I think I may sing some Buck Owens today.
Yeah.
I may even try and learn to play the guitar. A Buck Owens song.
I think you should.
Let's see. Let me check my show notes and see what else I wrote down for today. Okay. Nope, already used that story. Nope. Flip back to Friday and see if we missed anything. Romantic movies. Did you know that there's a, I don't know how it installs. Maybe somebody will know. There's a, it's called just the, did I write it down? The phone track. And for, yeah, the phone track. And I don't know if you have to get a hold of somebody's phone and put this software on there, or you just put their phone number. You get the app.
Mm-hmm.
And for $4 a phone, you can trace that phone anywhere it goes.
No, yeah, that's right. I heard that story on KRLD.
Yeah. You
can do it up to like four people and track them up to 24 to 72 hours.
But did it say how the software works? Do you just put in their phone number and somehow it tracks them, or do you have to get a hold of their phone? Because if you get a hold of their phone, that technology's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, you have to have their permission in order for it to work.
Well, that's f***ed up.
Yeah, exactly. There's no sneaking. There's no, you know, putting on your chick's phone to track her. No. You have to have permission, and it only works for a certain amount of time. At a time.
I could see it if you gave it to your kids. All right.
Yeah.
Giving you a phone, even though you have no need for one.
Yes.
You don't tell them about the software.
Yeah, because if they're young enough, they... And if they're not, like, really savvy with the phone, they might not know. Where are you at? Bobby's house? No. You're off, you know, under the bridge huffing paint.
Where are you right now?
I'm at Bobby's house.
The GPS says you're at Jaguars near the airport.
But I'm not inside.
The app also says you have a 12-pack of Coors Light.
And you're getting a table dance.
Yeah.
Okay. Look at that. We're kind of late for a segment.
Yeah.
Well, what can I play? You want another dando?
Either that or a 911 call.
I'm going to have to search my flash.
Yeah.
Ross 911 calls.
That's one of the popular requests that we get a lot.
During Best Of?
Mm-hmm.
There's a big text 911 call. My ass is on fire.
That's always a good one.
There's the one about pissing in the woods with the alligator. That was the first 911 call I did with a flashback.
Yes, yes, yes. That's what I was going
to. You want the whole thing? Or are you just to the flashback? Because you and Dan seem to like the flashback.
Yes.
I just pulled it up. You know how old that clip is?
Don't say it's more than like a year and a half old.
I cut it on your birthday 3 years ago.
Damn. Screw time. I hate time.
Okay. Play this or take a call.
Oh, man, that's a hard choice.
Play it.
That's an emergency 911.
Now, this came from a real story of a chick was, I think she was in the woods or something. She called 911 looking for a place to piss.
Yeah.
I don't know where it was, but it almost all of these are based on real 911 calls. And by the way, today is not best of. We're killing time.
That's an emergency 911. What's your emergency? Hey, look at him. I'm out in the woods, and I need to know where I can empty my fins. Ma'am, what? I need to drain my dragon. I tapped my titty, unbutton the mutton. I got the splash from my gash. I got to squeeze the stunt. I got to piss.
Ma'am, have you been drinking?
Why, no. Why would you ever ask me if I've been drinking? You think I make piss from divine ingestion? Yeah, I've been drinking. Now I got to f***ing de-blam my clam.
Ma'am, you're going to have to.
You better listen to me. I'm scared to piss out here. It reminds me of the time I found an alligator in my commode. New York Police Emergency 911, may I help you? Yeah, man, you can help me.
Give me the bottle back. What is it about the flashback?
I don't know if it's the sound effect.
I'm having a flashback during a 911 call.
Me? I'm scared to piss out here. It reminds me of the time I found an alligator in my commode. New York Police Emergency 911, may I help you? Yeah, man, you can help me. I was on the pint, got my awesome Cosby kids, and this alligator come out by the toilet trying to eat my pussy.
Ma'am, are you okay?
Well, I ain't okay. That damn thing almost put me out of business. See, I was getting ready for my big date with Tim Tebow. We gonna party our asses off. He likes to order my number 12.
Number 12? What is that?
That's where I dress up like a football player, then I run around in circles and shove a football in my pussy. Then he tackles me by hitting me with his dick in my face. I fall down, I scream and holler, I snort some cocaine, and I shit on his meat helmet. Now send somebody over here and get that alligator out of my crapper.
Ma'am, is it still in your toilet?
I think so. You want me to look?
If you can, be careful. Let me sneak in here and look. I don't see nothing. Let me push these dookies around.
Yeah. Alright, we'll be back on this snow day.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
What is it? 441, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by The Voice on NBC. Let's start off in Dallas, westbound I-20, right at I-35. The exit there is blocked due to a semi stuck on the bridge right there. That has traffic jacked up in the area. Moving to Plano, southbound on the tollway, right at Park Boulevard, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from White Haven Parkway. Moving to Grand Prairie now, eastbound I-20, right at Beltline Road, got an accident there blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from the bush. This one involved an 18-wheeler, so it's probably going to be there for a while. A real big one in Irving, southbound Loop 12 Walton Walker between Shady Grove and Singleton. Highway there is completely shut down due to ice. Police are saying it's about a half-hour delay through it. Right now, traffic is completely stopped back from Union Bower. Good luck getting through that if you're already in it. And in Fort Worth, northbound 35W, right at Heritage Trace, got an accident there. That one has traffic jacked up back from Highway 287, Decatur cutoff. Never miss a moment of the show by subscribing to the Russ Martin Show audio and video. Never miss a moment of the show by subscribing to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives today at russmartin.fm. Proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by The Voice on NBC. Cloudy and cold and 27 tonight. Patchy drizzle tomorrow with a higher high, hopefully, near 42. 28 now at 97.1 The Eagle.
Number one for a f***ing reason. The Russ Martin Show.
Hi, Billy.
Hey.
Running the music sweep on Kiss FM?
Yes. How did I know that was coming first? What's going on over there?
Well, I know you guys can set it up, or you got a producer.
Yeah. I don't have anything today. Nobody's here.
And how far do you live from the station?
About 20 minutes. I got here quicker today.
That's what Chloe said.
I did, too.
I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah, I was on 635. I was going 60 for like 10 miles on 635.
Can I just say this? I think, honestly, sometimes the weather is an excuse for people to be lazy.
I don't know. You ain't black.
Yep. No, I mean, no.
Well, why not?
What if the boss is listening? You can get away with this.
Well, it looks like water. We're drinking water.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we're hydrating.
Yeah, it's like I told Chloe. And any listeners that might be out there, that if I can, you've never been to my house, but my development.
I have been to your house.
Have you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not South Lake, Frisco.
Yeah, Frisco.
Oh, all right.
God, there was a special moment between us. Obviously, you remembered it.
Why did you come over?
Was it a band thing?
No, I came over, I think this was years ago when you first got the house, had dinner over there with you.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
I appreciate it.
Anyway, because it's a gated community, there's very little traffic, and there's maybe 25 houses in the development, and each house sits on a couple acres of land.
Yeah.
So there's no traffic. There's nobody to burn up the sleet or whatever.
So it was bad then.
So if I could make it out of that, that's... Anytime the weather's bad, look, there's an 18-wheeler flipped over on, what's that, Channel 5?
No. Hanging off the side, and we are still trying to get information about what happened to this driver here.
He probably lost control and fell off the bridge.
Again,
when you guess?
That is the driver possibly standing behind this pole talking to an officer. He's not wearing a coat. It would be great to say that
the driver, he's a coat. The tractor, it looks like the tractor is still on the bridge.
Well, it looks like he might have slipped off. No kidding.
Hang on. Is the tractor on?
This is what we've been warning about. You see the, we've seen
it's just the trailer that's hanging off.
It looks like the tractor is hanging down.
Wait.
It's hard to tell where the tractor is. I think the tractor, Billy, see the two sideways tires?
Right, yeah.
The tractor is underneath that.
Yeah, it's like it got tired and just...
Oh, damn.
Okay, that's worse than your their rear end hanging off.
Yeah, that's bad.
Especially if he's still in the tractor.
Well, they said he was standing behind the pole.
Oh, maybe he jumped out.
No, I mean, how did that happen? That's crazy. How's he standing behind the pole?
I have no clue how he would have gotten out of that. Wow. I guess we should have mentioned where that was, but it was a good visual.
Yeah. Looks scary.
You sure you got driver's license to drive this rig? Yeah. Here it is right here. All it says on your license is Toonses. Did Chloe tell you it's just him and me today?
Yeah, where the hell is everyone?
I don't know. That's why I said if I could make it out of my development, because that's the only thing that would keep me in bad weather.
Yeah.
From making it into work, because the NTTA, they're really good. I was up here last night cutting up new bumpers and crap. And I was driving home, and I saw the sand trucks out standing by. This was about 10. But there's nothing coming down. What?
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I was out late, too. It wasn't bad at all. I mean, even the bridges weren't bad.
No, it wasn't. I guess that the first band came in through sometime early this morning, but they were on it.
The tollway is all, I mean, it's clear. I mean, the bridges might be a little bit spotty, but it's not bad at all.
It's going to be worse tomorrow, obviously, because first of all, we're not getting above freezing, and you've got any slush is going to turn into, you know, just those ice clump thingies on the road, and those don't really help with traction.
And I shouldn't say lazy people, because you want to be safe. I get it. So they cancel schools. I totally understand that. But some of these areas,
on this show, you don't have to apologize for.
Yeah, I know that's
lazy.
True. So, but I mean, some people just don't go in. Just, you know, it's fine, whatever. But I mean, I had no excuse not to come in today.
Take your mic and move it this way just a little bit.
You trying to kick me out of the studio? Towards the door. Keep walking.
No, I've got you on the camera.
Oh, cool. I forgot you guys are fancy.
You went too far.
Went too far. Right there. God, I look homeless. Wow. Jeez.
Gosh. See, so not only am I having to run the console, reading Dan's weather, doing traffic, I'm also running the video
stream.
You are
a one-man show, right? Chloe is just drinking. That's
exactly. I'm feeling pretty good right now.
I can tell. You're leaning against the wall for support.
That's why we put him up against the wall.
Just pinch him in between them.
Oh. And at least we got Alfie to agree to do traffic from his house.
That was nice of him.
Yeah, because Chloe called and said, do you think you could do traffic? And Alfie's going,
well, I don't.
You can do it from your house on the phone.
Oh, yeah, when's first break?
He's like, yeah, just send me the sponsors. Yes. All right, no problem at all.
And when I told Dan, I went, all right, it's just Chloe and me. I'll just do the show with Chloe. He went, you're going to do what?
Oh, man.
So we've done absolutely nothing for 2 hours.
Sounds awesome.
Thank you, Billy.
Sounds great to me.
The upside is we're not going to have to worry about cutting up any pieces of this show for best of.
Well, where's Alfie? Alfie's pretty much here all the time anyways.
Yeah, Chloe not.
If anyone I expected not to show up, it's Chloe. No offense, Chloe.
Why not?
Because that car you drive is shaky anyway, that little convertible. How's it going to make it through this?
It's front-wheel drive. Dude, the front-wheel drive. Mm-hmm.
Hang on. Chloe's got two cars. She's got the little CRX.
Oh, that's right. Okay, never mind.
And then the SUV.
Yes.
If anybody wasn't going to show, it was going to be me. The only reason I came in, because I missed so many days in January because of my allergies. I just want to be able to come in
and look
hold
at you
my
here.
Arms in the air and go, ha ha!
Yeah. I just had a heart attack.
You guys don't cuss on Kiss?
No, I mean, no, not like that.
You don't have a delay?
No, I don't use it. Awful lot. I just had a mini heart attack.
Now, the people watching the video stream, that's pre-delay, so they get to hear it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. See? Yeah.
Just the on-air listeners. They miss all the good stuff.
Oh, my God. That would be so much fun.
We got a delay. Why don't you use it?
I know. Yeah, because I don't want. What do I need it for? I talk for 4 seconds.
You know? Yeah, exactly. You don't have a chance.
I like when Russ does my breaks for me.
Yeah.
Just do one, please.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because it's like if he's on the phone. Let me see. I don't even know if this thing still works.
Oh, yeah. Please. Yeah, anyway, so I'm at... Hey, hang on a second. I got to do a break.
It's Billy the Kid, Kiss FM!
All right.
I can't even argue with that. I'm like, yeah, at the time it is. Oh, jeez.
How many minutes an hour do you think you guys talk? What are you allowed? I know you got more leeway because you're Patrick's big boy.
Big boy. I mean, we talk, you know, it's probably 4 or 5 minutes, honestly.
Well,
Look at Chloe. He's having a hard time.
Hang on, in Billy's defense, if you only got 5 minutes, that's a short amount of time to get a lot of content in, stuff that you have to get in.
Yeah.
Us, we ain't got nothing. In fact, we're dicking around and we're already 3 minutes late for a break.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's one way to look at it, but... Or you can just look at it. I talk for 4 minutes.
How do you stand the stress?
It's tough. It's tough.
You practice?
Once in a while. Once in a while.
You practice in the car like when a song comes on?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'll just put on my my headphones, my iPhone, just kind of walk around the house screaming.
Oh, no, it's Iggy Azalea.
Yeah.
What do I do?
Kiss FM, Iggy Azalea.
Okay, here's the song. I know they're not going to talk over, so I'm going to practice.
Thank you.
It's Bro Haggard on Kiss FM.
Big wheels rolling. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
Oh, Billy doesn't know the success of the ratings is due to country music.
Really? Oh, yeah, no, I did hear about something like that, so congrats.
It was just for January. I mean, we've been number one in all our mail demos for a while.
Yeah.
But there was a big jump for whatever reason in January of men 25 to 54 were number one with like an 8.6 share. And the number two station, I forget who it was, they had like a 4.8.
Wow.
So it was almost like double. The only thing I could attribute it to is we've been playing country music.
Alfie tried to take credit. He said it was his traffic in the hallway. I think it's my traffic.
And all that. Do you know the Merle story?
Mm-mm.
You don't know any of it?
No.
Yeah. Oscar and I, we hit this break late. We, over the Christmas holidays.
I'm going to need this. Hold on.
Here. Over the Christmas holidays, I came up. I was doing some, just working on production stuff. And I needed to go on the air because my alarm went off the house, and the alarm company called. It's like, I don't have time to call the police. I'll just go live on the air because I know Frisco PD listens.
Right.
And I had to tell them that, I went, all right, we'll do traffic. I'll tell Frisco PD that Gina's cool, let her go. She's not breaking into the house. And then instead of going back into Best Of, we just stayed on the air. This was like 5:30. We stayed on until like 7:20.
Yeah.
Alfie, Chloe, and me, what?
Yeah.
Is that the time? Yeah. I see you guys all the time. Like one time I walked by and the on-air that was on 7:30. I'm like, what are they doing?
Yeah, I don't know why we do that because we don't get credit for it. Nikki Sixx does.
Oh.
Not that,
definitely helping him.
Not that we don't like Nikki. You just get in a role and you're like, well, I don't want to cut it off. It's like having a really good turn. You don't want to pinch it off in the middle.
Oh, my God. That's perfect.
So now it's just Chloe, Alfie, and me.
Oh.
And we're drinking, and as the day goes on, listeners call up.
Hey, sing that Merle Haggard song.
When I'm not. Not on this day, not on a rock station, not on any station.
I give $500 to the foundation. You sing that Merle Haggard song.
No. And then Ben Garrison, Walt Garrison's son.
Yeah, yeah.
Who donates on a regular basis, and I mean a lot. He called, and he goes,
hey, whatever those people want you to do.
He's hammered.
I got $1,000 if you do it.
And I knew if Ben said, I got a grand, that's golden.
Yeah.
And I sang this two-minute Merle Haggard song.
Oh, my gosh, that's awesome.
And in that 2 minutes and 12-second song, what we break it down to, we made $26.51 per second.
Nice.
For the foundation.
That's great. That's
so
cool.
So in two minutes, we made $3,500.
And the ratings went up.
That was December. Who knows? But then, we went from Merle in December, and all of a sudden, January, it's Buck Owens.
But Russ sang this song. The entire song.
Can I hear it?
I'm looking for it.
All right, thank you.
Help me, Jesus.
Big wheels rolling. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
This is good.
Big wheels rolling. Gotta keep them going, baby. Big wheels rolling, moving on. White line is a lifeline to the nation.
See?
And men like Lou and Sonny make it move. Living like gypsies, always on the go.
See if you got somebody like Billy that could get it. What?
That is good.
Hammond gears has got to be a fever. Cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man. Yeah. And a steady hand to hold that load be high. Big wheels rolling. Big wheels rolling.
That's really good. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
That I could sing Merle.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds good.
Hitting the low notes and everything.
Yeah.
And we calculated it out. I was the highest paid performer in 2014. Any artist, anywhere, because nobody made more than any. Closest anybody came was like $22 per second.
Nice.
We made $26.51 per second.
Yeah, he outbuilt Kenny Chesney.
Good for you. That is huge. And that is really good, though, seriously. And it's for the foundation.
Exactly. Yeah.
Cause been become addicted to the drive. It takes a special breed to be a truck driver.
You got the chorus down? Come on, Billy.
What? I can't picture. I get the visual of that, rolling, that truck hanging over the bridge.
Big wheels rolling, moving on.
Sing it.
Big wheels rolling. Gotta keep them going, honey. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
Woo-hoo! I need to switch formats. I'm coming over here.
You won't like it here because we don't know what the f***ing format is.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show. Never miss a moment. Even in the AM. The Russ Martin Show. Weekday mornings, 7 to 11. On Talk Radio 1190.
508, this is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Albie McCoy, KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by The Voice tonight on NBC. Hey, guess what? Traffic blows. Let's start off with the worst one. Northbound 45 right at Simpson Stewart in Dallas. Got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. This is that 18-wheeler dangling over the side of the bridge. Right now, traffic is completely stopped back from I-20. It's about a 20-minute delay through it.
Hey, did you actually see that on TV?
No, I didn't have a chance to. I heard you guys describing it, but I haven't.
I think it is. Did you say the tractor is hanging off the bridge?
Yes.
Yeah. Tinsons ain't getting no new license. Sorry, go ahead.
All right. Where the hell was I? In Irving. Northbound Loop 12, Walton Walker between Shady Grove and Irving. Highway there completely shut down due to ice. Traffic's completely stopped back from I-30. Southbound lanes there are also completely shut down between Singleton and Shady Grove. Also because of ice, traffic there is jacked up back from Union Bower. Either way, half-hour delay through it. Into Arlington, westbound 20, right at Bowen Road. Got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic's backed up back from Matlock. And finally, in Fort Worth, northbound 35W, right at Heritage Trace. Got an accident there. Traffic is backed up back from Highway 287, the Decatur Cutoff. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by the Don Davis Auto Group. Cloudy and cold and 27 tonight. Some patchy drizzle tomorrow with a high near 42. It's 28 now at 97.1 the Eagle.
Cram it up your ass. The Russ Martin Show.
Would that be a hard song for us to learn for the band? We have Mike Mraz from Back in Black, AC/DC tribute band, who can do the solo.
Yeah, as long as Mike is there, like,
about the beginning chords? Dun, dun.
You could get that. You could totally get that.
That sounds like one of them tectonic plate chords.
No.
What do you call it?
No, it's not any sort of weird augmented, you know what I mean, raised fifth chord. No. Straightforward chords. If you know how to do You Shook Me All Night Long. If you could do that, you could do this. Yes. Should be no problem.
Let me listen to it again.
Okay.
What they do on Monday, the snow day, they played bumpers. Into what? Into more bumpers.
Yeah.
Cram it up your ass. The Russ Martin Show. K-E-G-L, the Eagle.
Nice and slow.
That's part I can play.
Yeah, that should be easy. Yeah. Actually, yeah, this is a pretty, like, moderate groove AC/DC song. You should be able to play this no problem.
Okay. Because we actually started having meetings about the White Trash Party, even though it's not until August.
I think that's smart. We should, like, start planning ahead, like, with stuff. Like the country stuff.
Very astute for you to pick up on that. We should start planning ahead. That was part of my New Year's resolution. My new mantra, plan ahead.
We've never done that in the past.
Well, we planned ahead. We've
usually, like, what, a month in advance?
It depends. If it works out, it'll be at Cowboys Red River.
The one in Dallas, which is
Irving.
Dallas, Irving area. So that's a cool place. I went there last weekend, and I didn't realize how big the place was. It's
stage big enough?
Yes. Oh, totally.
Even though we've added a steel guitar player?
Yes. It should be.
I got to have room for Terry White. He said, I ain't playing in no cube. You ain't going to raise me like no steel guitar veal.
Yeah. No, he should be fine. Yeah, okay. Stage is big enough. The venue is big enough.
Is it as big as Cowboys Arlington was?
Not quite as big as that, but it's big enough. And the cool thing is, they have a dance floor, not only in front of the stage, the dance floor circles a bar that's in the middle. There's a bar in the middle as everyone dance. It's kind of like a lazy river dance floor.
they got a dance up bar.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a swim up.
Yeah, talking about Red River, Billy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're talking about the White Trash Party.
Place even is
though
awesome.
Even though it's not until August, Cowboys wanted to start planning now. And Chloe said, yeah, we should look into that planning ahead.
Sometimes it works out. I like that place.
You weren't at the last one.
Mm-mm.
Last year. Cowboys Arlington.
I think it was out of town. I had to do something.
Oh.
That's the perfect venue because of the location, Cowboys yeah. Arlington. But they lost their lease to GM. Mm-hmm. They only had it leased for so long. I don't know where they're going to reopen. But it's like the epicenter of Dallas-Fort Worth where you can draw north, south, east, west. And that's always been our biggest venue as far as packing the place.
Yeah.
Cowboys Red River, I don't know.
It'll be good. I think it'd be good.
It's easy. It's easy to get to. It's right off the freeway, and it's right there, and everyone knows where it is.
Yeah.
And we could probably work a deal with the Irving PD as far as DWIs.
Okay, probably with you. You probably could. But it's got a cool setup.
Yeah, it's not bad. I like how the dance floor is arranged around
the
middle bar.
Unless you're...
You'd have to go through a bunch of people to get to the bar. Yeah. The electric slide all the way up to the bar.
But it's kind of a little awkward, though, when you're trying to get out of the bar and, like, people are dancing because then you're hammered and, like, they're running you over as they're two-stepping. It's like Frogger. Remember that game?
So, are you going to play with the band this year or not?
Yes.
You always promise and then you never win.
Let's do it.
Okay. Then let's go ahead and practice.
Oh, damn it. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. I don't remember the words.
To this song you wrote?
I did. I don't. I don't remember. Should I have to Google it? Hold on.
Do you get... God,
that's so crazy. I don't remember. I haven't heard that. I don't listen to it, believe it or not.
Do you get... Because this is a karaoke version I found online. Do you get money for that?
You know what? No. Not most. Sometimes you do, but sometimes they'll just do a bootleg and you don't get paid for it.
So who did that cheesy-ass scratching yip-yip-yip-yip-yip stuff?
It depends on what it... That karaoke one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. God, I don't know what they did. But the original was just like me on a turntable.
Because it just says country.
Yeah. I don't know.
Let me look at the properties.
I mean, I have the. I mean,
it just says country karaoke and the style of DF Dub. Yeah. Why didn't you just go with Billy the Kid? Why DF Dub?
Well, because at the time I wasn't on this station or, you know, on KISS.
Or you're still over at.
Yeah, I was at CBS.
Wild.
Yeah.
Wild. Mix, Magic,
Wild. V100.
Like we have
jams.
Anytime Dan, Dan explains to me where Jagger is right now, it's like I can't figure it out. Where is he? Is he on now?
Yeah, right.
What is he on?
Oh, you seriously don't know.
He's on the edge.
Yeah, he's on the edge.
Yeah,
edge
I understand right now. It now. But when he was on now, I never understood it because he would go, Jagger's on now.
I get that, yeah.
But he's on now?
Yeah. He's on the edge now.
finally got to, all right, well, who's on the edge? And Alfie went, no, who is on KZPS? It's a really bad version of who's on first.
Right. I could send you the instrumental or the show track to it. I think it's
You don't like this karaoke version with the monkey
it's
yips?
Like, me, 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 me. I don't get that. Oh, yeah. Wow.
That's bad.
I mean, the guitar's pretty much on. But that scratch is not. That's not a scratch. No, it's a yip. Yeah, yip, yip,
yip. Like somebody's finger in a chihuahua.
I'm guessing that's what it would sound like, yeah. Bling, bling. Wow, that's so bad. Like, bling, bling. Just. I mean, what is that? Someone having like a seizure in the background. Damn! What? No.
Oh, no.
Because I think we can. I think at one point I tried to learn that opening the guitar riff. And it's close to, it's not that far off from Led Zeppelin's Rock and Roll.
Yeah, you show me that. You're right. Yeah.
Plus.
That's so funny.
Country. And where did you guys shoot the video?
Grand Prairie. Yeah, like, yeah.
Do you still get money off this?
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't survive on it, but, you know what I get the most money off of it is it was in, like, any kind of commercial placement or movies. So if they run the movie, like, one of the movies that it was in, then I'll see a random check. And it'll list, like, oh, HBO in Japan ran it or whatever. And the movie, you know, you get paid for that.
How much?
I mean, not much, you know. I mean, you got paid up front when I sold the clip to them. And then you'll get like, I mean, you'll get like a couple thousand here and there.
Damn.
Better than nothing.
Now you're making money, more money off YouTube and videos of you and somebody else's kid singing Frozen?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not making a ton of money off anything really like that. I mean, you can make money. I'm not in it for the money, Russ.
I am.
But that video like appeared in like a T-Mobile commercial or something.
It was in an Android commercial. Yeah,
they had the one with the little girl singing.
Yeah, now
little girl,
right? Yeah,
singing in the background.
Yeah,
I finally saw the commercial about 6 months ago. That maybe was 20 frames, which is not even a full second.
Right. Oh no! Yeah. They used 2.5 seconds of it.
Oh. Well, all right. 2.5 is 30, 60, 75 frames.
Yeah. I mean, really, that's it. And you know, I mean, you can make money off that kind of stuff. I mean, it's so random, though. You never expect to. But people make a living off of it. I know people who do. Like, you know, strategically, they're YouTube stars. They make $250,000, $300,000 a year doing it.
Damn.
We thought about trying to do a parody of yours, the video where you're singing and the little girl's in the car seat in the back, where I'm driving and closing a car seat
that
in the back.
That would be awesome.
And we're singing something from N.W.A.,
Yeah, and Russ is coaching me. To
say, that's awesome.
Straight out of Compton.
I just want to see Chloe in a car seat.
Why is that grown man with a beard in the car seat?
Right.
And why are they singing something from N.W.A.?
That was random though. I didn't know it. No, I didn't expect that.
Okay. Damn, we got a break again.
Gosh. Yep. I thought you had full control of this ship. Keep it going.
Well, we do. We can.
Oh, okay. No, I'm just kidding.
Nobody's up here.
I know that.
Really,
for sure.
If we decided to run amok and just start playing. We've already played Merle. We played some of your stuff.
No, but I play. Can we seriously do this time at the White Trash Party? Well, I want to play. That'd be fun. I haven't done the song in like 100 years, but I can learn it.
Did you guys ever play it on Kiss, your own station?
Well, that's what I was saying. That's why I had to change my name back in the day. I changed it because if I went by Billy the Kid, I was on a CBS station. No Clear Channel stations were going to play it. I mean, I don't think they would have.
Oh, I got it.
So I just changed the name and never said it was me, so they would play it. And then they found out it was me. And then they stopped playing it.
Did, like that really changes?
Yeah, really.
They did. I mean, some people
did,
though.
Did they play it when you were at CBS?
Yeah. I mean, a little bit.
You played it on your own show, didn't
you? No, I didn't, though.
Yes, you did.
Honestly, I don't think I did. I think I did a couple times.
Hey, it's Billy the Kid, Wild FM, it's DFW.
I was
again.
Again. We're doing a marathon all day. No, I never really did. We weren't the first station to play it. It was already on multiple stations before they played it.
What was the follow-up song you did? I want to be...
I don't even
something
know.
I want to be rich for no reason.
Oh, that one. Famous for Nothing.
Famous.
Oh, jeez. This is like
you
my worst
your
nightmare.
Own stuff?
I don't. I mean, that song, I remember it.
You performed it. You wrote it.
I did. But, I mean, Country Girl was not, it was just one of those things like I never expected. I kind of didn't plan on it. And then I haven't done it in so long that I remember it. It's not like I don't, but I don't really sit there and think about it. So sometimes, I mean, if I had to do it right now, I probably couldn't, I'd mess up.
I like the Famous for Nothing.
I did too. Yeah, it was fun.
There was one version you sent me. I forgot what I did with it. I was just talking about, you know, different people like Justin Bieber and, Lindsay Lohan or crap like that, or having two Batmobiles, which was a direct shot at me.
Yeah.
Famous for Nothing.
I'm going to do a whole Russ version of it.
Let's see.
We should just do a song. We'll do a song together.
Well, then you're going to have to learn Merle.
I'm good with that.
Or Buck Owens.
Fine. I love country.
They really?
Yeah, I do like country.
I finally had to embrace it after I sang the Merle on the air.
Yeah.
Like, all right, I don't hate all of it. I hate most of it.
Yeah. Well, I took like, you know, Family Tradition from Hank and like did that on, and I did that on my album. I had to like flip it and then I had to get permission. I talked to them about it.
You have to pay for that?
Yeah, I had to pay for it. I had to pay to use it. And I'd even pay to just talk, you know, like even if somebody else sang it just to use it, and he wanted to talk to us personally and why we wanted to use it.
Hank Jr.?
Yeah. That was a little nerve wracking.
Did you talk to him?
Yeah. He was like, well, why do you want to use my song?
What are you going to do with my song?
I was like, well.
You going to mess it up?
No, I'm going to try not to, but.
You can't sing about football or nothing in it.
Oh.
Because they done kicked me off.
That's right. Well, I got some money I can give you. We could work it out.
And okay.
A bottle of whiskey. Maybe.
You know, I fell off a mountain.
I heard about that. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Messed me up good.
Yeah. Well, maybe you need the money. Then maybe you don't need the money, but I'd love to use it either way. It was pretty much like that, though. It was so odd.
You ever play?
They can, like, ask you random questions. It's like, all right, I want to get the rights to your song.
You ever play Mystery Date?
It was almost as random. So it was like real intimidating.
I shoved a Mr. Potato Head in my ass one time.
Not that random. Not that random. But he was nice. He's scary. He sent me a cowboy hat. That was cool.
What'd you wear this cowboy hat? I wore it on my penis. Let me ask you something. Do you like creeks?
Why?
You like creeks or not?
I'm scared to answer this.
You like saving boys in creeks?
Oh, God. Yes, I do. You have to bring up every awful thing I've ever done in my life.
Okay, I don't know this story.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you save a boy out of a creek?
I think I did. That night, I thought I did. They tell me otherwise now. But I'm pretty sure that day I saved someone.
Well, was there? You're going to have to tell me the story. Chloe knows it, I don't.
Oh, Chloe, man. This is the worst.
Oh, dude.
Well, we were at my friend's house, and we were swimming, being degenerates at like 3 in the morning. After
jumping off the roof.
I didn't jump off this roof.
Jumping on the Golden God.
Oh, you almost killed me, by the way, doing that.
You decided to jump off the roof.
Oh, you didn't have anything to do with it? You were taping. You already had,
no, I was not taping, because if we were recording it, there would have been, I would have had a viral YouTube video.
true. Where you got the audio, though? You had the audio. You were rolling. You knew it was happening. I couldn't even function. I couldn't even stand up. And he's like, go jump off that roof.
Mm-mm-mm.
Off the program. Director. Yeah, off the pro. I woke his kids up. Mm-hmm. It was awful. He's like, do it again.
What was it, John? John
yeah,
Cook?
John Cook.
It was after some big event. We go over to John Cook's house. Hey, watch this. Billy and I can jump off a roof. Well, let me make him jump off. He make jump off roofs. Yeah, but we've figured out how not to die.
And Russ talked you into it, right?
Oh, Russ hyped me up. Oh, don't do that to me. I had another heart attack. Well, you egged it on. You
yeah, Mr. Lindegaard, you're a liar.
Riddlemoser, he was the only one there trying to talk sense into me.
Okay. Well,
how scary is that?
Well, hang on a second. Okay. If you were that drunk and you didn't know what you were doing, how do you know who was talking you
into remember
what?
The car ride over there. We were talking about it. We went and ate crawfish. And then everyone's like, we're jumping off the roof. And I still remember that. And then all I remember is waking up the next day, soaking wet in my living room, going, where's my car?
So who talked to you into jumping off the roof saying, I'm a golden god?
Yeah. Oh, it was John Cook. John.
So wasn't me.
Well, you helped.
I had nothing to do with it. You guys kept jumping off the roof into the pool.
One time we did. And then you had a
ladder or some easy way back up onto the roof.
I don't know how we did that. It was a two-story house. What idiots, man.
I don't think it was two-story. I think it was a ranch style. I don't think you would have made a two-story jump.
No, I think it was a two-story house. We were on the back end of the...
Okay, the safe part of the house to jump off.
Yeah, the safest part possible in the pitch black drunk. Jeez.
What is the I am the golden god thing?
It was from the movie.
Almost Famous.
Yeah, Almost Famous.
Okay.
And I don't even know. I didn't even ever see the damn movie, so I didn't even know. But they just kept telling me to say it and jump.
You have to say it or you'll die.
I think John threatened to fire me. He said, if you don't do it, I'm going to fire you.
Just jump off my roof and you're
fired. And I was
fired.
Like, fine. And I did it.
And we're not giving you any more Plyola money for playing the country girl.
No, he was like, just go. And I went up there and I did it. I just don't even remember it, though. I just remember I heard it on your show the next day. That was great. Proof it happened. That and my wet clothes and bruises on my legs.
Then my guess is Rob recorded it because at that time.
Oh, yeah.
What year are we talking about now?
It's about 2004.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I didn't have a smartphone at that time. No. I had a
flip.
I had a Saved by the Bell phone.
Zach Morris special.
In fact, I think that was the
I ring. Think you had a bag with it. You carried it in a bag.
I'm not kidding. I had a bag phone. But Rob was the one running around. Rob had a BlackBerry or something
that. Oh, yes. Yeah.
That you could record audio with.
Yep. That was awful.
Look at that.
We got way late.
Yeah. Let's start dropping commercials. You having dead air right now on Kiss?
Probably. No, we're good.
We like dead air. You want to have some right now? We really need a break?
Yes.
All right, we'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
.540, another check on traffic. Alfie Goy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by State Farm. Traffic blows. No surprise there. We'll start off with the worst one in Dallas. Northbound 45, right at Simpson Stewart. Got an accident there blocking the two left lane. Apparently an 18-wheeler hit the side. Lost his damn tractor trailer. Fell down over the side of the bridge. The rear end is still hanging on, so cops are out there trying to figure that crap out. Yeah, it is. Jumped over. Traffic's completely stopped. Traffic's completely stopped back from I-20. Sorry, where was I? It hurt me both northbound and southbound lanes. A loophole. I'm sorry.
You're running out of bed, so.
I am. Irving Loop 12 shut down. Fort Worth, northbound 35W between Rosedale Street and 30 shut down. There's an accident. Traffic completely stopped back in Morningside Drive. Everything else is crap. I'm Alfie Coyne, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. Cloudy, cold, 27 tonight. Patchy drizzle and 42 by tomorrow afternoon. It's 28 now. 97.1 The Eagle. I'm not Dan O'Malley.
Move over and let the big dog at the Russ Martin Show.
You know who that is, Billy?
No.
Would you like it?
Yeah, yeah.
It was one of the 90s supergroups. It was Ted Nugent, somebody from...
Night Ranger.
And two other guys. It was called Damn Yankees.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
I think they did Take Me Higher.
Yeah, High Enough or something like that, and then Don't Tread on Me.
Don't Tread on Me, I've heard of, I think. I've heard of Damn Yankees because of Ted Nugent. That crazy.
Dude. That was one of the ones I played at the top of the hour.
I like it.
We're playing bumpers today.
Because I play that when I go, flame shooting from the top of the Millennium Center in Las Colinas. 100,000 watts of bullshit.
Electrodes on the nipples of Dallas, Fort Worth.
I like that. I'm not Dan O'Malley.
I don't know. All I know is, where are these people?
Oh, man. I couldn't deal with the traffic. I had to sit. I almost had to get on the floor. The obscenities.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Oh, I'm not used to it. That's hysterical.
Yeah, that's not really something I can share with people.
Yeah, no.
Wait, what's Alfie laughing at?
No. Oh.
Bad. Oh. Bad things.
Really bad.
Yeah.
We got new bumpers. You want to hear some?
Yep,
of them?
Here, yep, put them.
That's what Chloe and I've been doing today.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Is this a one?
Move over and let the big dog.
You already heard that
I
one.
Love that.
You heard that one.
You didn't hear the extended version.
Oh, the heat seeker?
The heat All seeker. Right, hold on.
Cram it up your ass. The Russ Martin Show.
That is awesome. That's my favorite so far.
Cram it up your ass.
Yeah. I just don't expect it. It's like, what? What? Okay.
I don't know. This other one's kind of long. Still play it for him?
We can drink during it.
Oh, okay.
Did you hand me the bottle, Billy?
Yep.
Okay, you have to pay attention.
Yeah.
Because this is a long bumper. Yeah, yeah.
It's a pop quiz afterwards.
This is Brian Johnson of SADC, and we're kicking.
Is that the right one?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
This is Brian Johnson of SADC, and we're kicking your ass on 97.1 Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show.
Oh.
I think I'm taking credit for the longest bumper.
That you won. You won.
It's 51 seconds.
That's longer than some songs I play on Kiss.
Okay, since we're milking stuff because nobody came in today. One day last week, two of the guys from Stone Temple Pilots were available.
Yeah.
Was it Eric?
Yes. Eric and...
It's in my notes if you want me to look.
Dane, Derek...
Dean, hang on.
Robert?
Dean and Eric.
Yes.
I think one's drummer, one's a bass player.
Yes.
All right, the two useless guys. So STP is starting a tour.
Yeah.
I forget who the new lead is.
Chester from Linkin Park.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
Okay. And the interview could only be done at 12:30. I went, I'm not doing it. And Chloe goes, I'll record it. Here's what Chloe asked him.
Hello.
Hey, what's up? Dean and Eric, this is Chloe from the Eagle in Dallas.
Hey, Chloe. All right, Chloe, how are you?
Doing good, man. Well, I want to get this out of the way first. I've got to get your guys' thoughts on Merle Haggard.
Oh my god. That's the best start, the best intro question ever.
I had to.
I'm doing that in my next interview. I don't care who it's with. That's my first question.
You know, and it's funny because this is not the entire interview. I didn't listen to the whole thing. I listened to like the first minute. I went, all right. After the Merle Haggard, I don't want to know. But they actually end up talking about Merle Haggard for about half a minute.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know,
what?
I know.
I can't say I'm entirely well-versed with Merle. You know, some of the stuff he sings about, he's definitely has his point of view.
Right on that.
I'm going to go revisit some of the Merle's catalog there, because it's been a while, I have to admit.
Yeah,
what is the lyric now? We don't burn our draft cards or something like that. I'll tell you one thing. Let me tell you one thing. The engineer that we're working with right now, our dear friend Ryan Williams, there's a venue out here where we live in California called the Canyon Club, and Merle just gigged there, and he went, and he did say he was incredible. Said he was great.
Well, that's cool, though.
Yeah, so they end up talking about Merle Haggard.
Yeah.
Chloe's like now looked at as a genius interviewer.
Oh, that's what Dan said. Chloe's our go-to guy.
Oh, yeah.
I just had to. You know, everyone's used to the same questions. Hey, what's up with Scott Weiland and all that stuff, so.
What do you think about Merle? Are you big into Buck Owens? You got one of them red, white, and blue guitars? Which one of you guys picks and which one of you grins?
There was another chance for us to do an interview middle of the day, so I wasn't going to do it with James. Well, I don't like recorded interviews because they only give you, if it's a radio junket, just like a TV junket.
Right.
You get a window, and it's normally like 7 minutes, and I don't like that. So Chloe interviewed James Hetfield.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Metallica. Yeah. I'll just play you the beginning.
First question, oh, God.
Yeah.
So James, like with the new release of the DVD, forgot the name of it. So like whenever you guys were doing
that one time,
there was no reason to stop the interview and go, "Hey, this is on tape. Let me find out the name of the DVD." And James doesn't even throw it in.
No, I'm like, oh yeah, I help our brother out
because he's intense. I heard too.
Actually, he's. I'll play a little more. He was.
He was really cool.
Really,
actually.
You would think he would come off sorta as a Kanye West.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything we do, we're Metallica.
Right.
Everything we do is Metallica.
Oh, right.
So James, like with the new release of the DVD, forgot the name of it. So like whenever you guys were doing your stuff, like, did you ever think that you guys would just sell a bunch of them, or were you kind of afraid?
There's probably a little bit of both in there. The ego thinks, you know, hey, we're artists. Whatever we do is going to be fine. And, you know, the kind of investment side of me is, man, I hope we break even on this friggin' thing. But at the end of the day, it's done. And whatever comes of it, comes of it. It's an adventure. It's a risk. It's one of the many things that we do that challenges us in Metallica. So, of course, I want people to like it, and I want people's faces to get melted by it and, you know, asses kicked and all that fun stuff.
Dude, I totally got to see it in IMAX.
But
he it was cool.
Yeah, he never copped an attitude of, well, everything I do, you know, I'm Kanye West. I sell boots. I design leather jogging pants.
Yeah.
Well, who the jogs in leather except for cows? You dumb.
I interviewed Lars once. He was intense.
Why would you interview Lars?
Yeah, I know.
Well, I mean, which station?
Well, actually, Premiere Networks sent me to London for this.
Okay, the syndicated company that Clear Channel owns.
So I had to interview a bunch of people. He was one of them, and it was cool. I liked it because he's a legend. Scary, but it was cool.
Well, it is. And you would expect somebody from Metallica, especially James Hetfield, to go, well, we're Metallica. We know we're going to sell
right,
out.
Yeah,
he goes, well, yeah, we're worried about it. We want people to like it.
Yeah.
You don't want to produce something that somebody's not going to like? It's like with this show. Even though we dominate the ratings, except in adults 25-54, which Billy the Kid owns.
Really? That's weird.
Yeah. But we're going to start talking more about chick stuff and take your bitches away.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, Dan's already started that.
What did he start?
Where's Dan?
I forgot. He was playing like more like chick videos, like the little kids talking.
Oh, audio from, yeah.
Damn it. Don't go that route, puppies and little kids.
Mm-hmm.
Well, puppies were already, sorry.
Yeah, you that's, win that's that. Already you win ours. That. You win that.
But we respect women.
Okay, you can't even say that with a straight face. You are.
You're going to make me swear again.
Don't do it. Don't. Say that one more time without laughing.
All right, hold on. We respect women.
Oh, man.
We do. It's the bitches we can't stand.
Oh, God. Jeez.
Yeah, there's a difference.
Well, there is. It's just like white people, white trash. Black people will say this. Black people, N-word. They got that. I mean, they're different categories. And there are women, and there are bitches. Somehow, I've been able to
find all of them.
Yeah, I've got some type of woman filter where I get all the bitches.
Oh,
he busted up my laptop. You know, I kind of like these snow days.
Yeah, they're fun.
Nobody jacking with us.
It's quiet. So quiet.
Does Patrick, who's directly over Kiss, does he ever come down and go, you know, that last break, I don't know, that might have been too long. What you said, Kiss event!
You could have shortened up the Kiss. And next time.
Just say FM.
Yeah, just say FM.
Do you ever have to do the
air check
show? Well, I try not to say air check because
yeah,
listeners don't know the show review
session. Review session, yeah, every once in a while.
Really?
Yeah.
Does he ever give you?
He might say
direction.
So I mean, sometimes he'll say certain things to kind of like maybe, hey, sometimes you could try this. He'll never say like, oh, I don't think you did that right, or try. He might give me ideas.
Okay, ideas are cool.
But I mean, I like it though. Yeah, I like that. I like the ideas.
Well, but he won't give us ideas because he thinks that.
Well, you know what you're doing, apparently.
He does, and that's the problem.
Yeah. I know how he is. Because
we'll come across some stupid ass bit that we somehow find a punchline, and he'll stop us in the hall and go, how long did it take you guys to write that? That came straight out of our asses. No, that was orchestrated. No.
But it is hard to believe that kind of stuff. But I see it now. But, I mean, if you're, like, a program director and I get why he would be like, wait, that was awesome. I want to know the magic behind it. And then he's like, well, we drink and talk.
Especially on days where nobody's really at school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What'd you guys do? Chloe and I drank and talked and talked to a guy from another radio station.
Which makes no sense.
Was running his show on tape. Then we played our favorite bumpers and sang Merle Haggard.
The next question, were you high? That's what it sounds like. Oh, my gosh.
How do you act drunk?
Really?
Here's how I do it.
People always ask me that about you when I'm out.
What do they say?
They're always like, Oh, he always plays that sound effect of the bottle opening. And I was like, that's not a sound effect.
I don't know why, of all the things of airbag explosions and dumpster explosions.
Which was awesome, by the way.
The number one question we get.
Is that, right?
One of the top is like, hey, man, is that real? That sound effect of the bottle? No. That's absolutely real.
And the reason you're not hearing the cork today is our standard bottle.
That's different.
Well, when it's empty, we refill it. We keep the same bottle because...
The cork.
Yeah. Jack stopped making the cork bottles with that... Just has that perfect noise. And the cork broke off. And...
Glued it. I saw it.
Did you see it in the engineering?
I'm like, what is this thing? Super glued.
I asked Chloe, I went, where is our bottle? Chloe goes, it's in the shop.
It really was.
I saw it because Alfie was like sweating, walking down the hall one day. I'm like, what the hell is going on with him? And he's like, the cork broke. And I'm like, oh, God. Oh.
They took it to engineering. They went, is that the cork? Yeah.
Swear to God.
Oh, I know.
So they took it into engineering, put it in a vise, and clamped it and used some type of glue and set for a while.
Yeah, they had to make sure to use a glue that was like non-toxic, but the adhesive had to work perfectly with the cork material.
And moisture. I put in a ticket for something else because the computer crashed, and they're like, we'll get to it after the cork. I'm like, we're not even on the air. I'm like, we're going to get back on the air. Something was wrong. And they're like, yeah, we'll get to it.
Your trouble ticket you submitted was like of priority.
It was backlogged because of the cork. It was on the back burner because of the cork.
Our entire server system is shut down. We're playing nothing but static. As soon as the cork cures, we'll look into it.
It's almost there.
But I think we're off the air. What did I just say? Hold a second. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello. Hi. I was calling about the tickets.
Yes.
Did I win?
What tickets were you looking for?
The Stars.
Stars tickets?
Yes.
Hold on just a second.
Merle Haggard on ice.
We give away Stars. Merle, what?
I don't know. I don't think there was a
No, I don't think we
thing
are.
For that.
All right, hold on. Were you looking for the tickets of Merle Haggard on ice?
Not quite. Just the Dallas Stars.
No, we weren't giving those away.
Oh, I thought you were. I'm sorry.
Hello? Well, there'll be no sex exchange for that.
I know her, I think.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah. Eagle, go ahead.
Two questions. The first question was, have you thought about bringing the hypnotherapist back on the show?
Which one?
The good one, the one that made Gavin rap.
Oh, that was a chick.
Wow.
That was? Yeah, that was me. I was the guy that was imitating Gavin Rapp back in the day.
What? But that was a chick, though, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
No, we haven't thought about it. Stop living in the past. I forgot about that. Wow. There was a hot chick, because after the show that one day, she got Gavin a rap.
Mm-hmm. In like Chinese or Japanese or something.
Yeah. And it was very... racial, because it was like bing dong ding dong, ding. But she got him to do it, and it wasn't anything Gavin could come up on his own. And I'd never seen that. And after the show, she goes, "Okay, you're done with everything." I went, "Yeah." She goes, "You don't have any other work to do, like edit the show." No, I'm done. And she tried doing the different. You know, I'm taking you deeper and deeper into. Hypnosis, or your body is going deeper and deeper into sleep. They went, you know what? I got to piss, and that's about it. But Gavin obviously was a prime candidate for hypnosis.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen that, and it freaks me out.
But I don't know how I remember that.
That's
and now
crazy.
People are calling in with requests.
From like 10 years ago.
I want you to ride the horse again in the hallway like you did back then. Please bring a horse up the elevator.
Gosh,
I remember that.
Back at CBS?
Yes, that was the best thing. I looked to my right. I was on the air, and all of a sudden I see this guy on a horse. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? The horse was taking a dump in the hallway. I'm like, oh my, well, you're not even allowed to bring a dog up here. I think that's why you did it, though. You got mad.
I forgot. I can't remember the company that brought the horse up and went, I want to ride a horse to the radio station.
Oh, it smelled awful for 3 weeks in that hallway.
And in the hallway, this was Billy was on Wild,
yeah.
Wild 100?
V100, Hot 100 Jams.
Okay. I went, we got to go by Billy's studio. So we just kind of trotted behind and gave him the Lone Ranger salute.
I was like, what in the hell is going on? Am I on acid?
I remember that was before I was on the show, and I was like, there's no way this is real.
He did.
I came walking around, walk around to the where the studio is. That's real.
Yeah.
That's a damn horse.
I was like, I didn't even fit in here. It was huge. It wasn't like a pony.
No.
It was a full-blown like Clydesdale taking massive dumps in the hallway.
We tried to do it up here, but horses don't like, for whatever reason, they're not big on elevators.
I can't see why. I don't get it.
Well, they ride in horse trailers all the time.
Yeah.
But a few of the people have said, yeah, they're not real big on elevators.
Oh. That's just an excuse, if you ask me. Get it done, Russ.
We're either going to have to get, like, Shetland ponies or...
Which would be maybe, pretty fun, too.
Maybe feral hogs. Or just ride Ted McKay around the building.
Oh, God.
Are we late?
Yes.
Oh. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
609, this is KEGL. Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alpi Coy is in the Eagles' White Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by The Voice on NBC. Police are starting to shut down more and more roadways. Let's start off in Fort Worth, northbound 35W between Rosedale and I-30. Highway there completely shut down. This one's due to an accident. Traffic's completely stopped back from Morningside Drive. In Red Oak, northbound I-35E between Red Oak and Ovila. Highway there's completely shut down due to an accident. Traffic is backed up back to 77.
I think it's Ovila.
Oh, I'm sorry. Southbound I-35. I appreciate it. Southbound I-35.
Anytime.
Right,
say
right,
it.
Ovila. Right. My bad. Southbound I-35. I'm going to turn on my left. Never knew that. Southbound 35, right at Red Oak. Left lane there's blocked due to that same accident. Traffic is completely stopped back from Ovila Road. In Irving, both north and southbound lanes, the Loop 12 Walton Walker are completely shut down due to ice. Traffic's jacked up in both directions. Don't even bother. And finally, in Dallas, northbound 45, right at Simpson Stewart. Still got that 18-wheeler dangling over the side of the bridge there. Traffic is completely stopped back from I-20. It's blocking the two left lanes. Sorry. Listen to Skull tomorrow morning at 9:55 for a secret concert announcement. Again, Cindy Skull tomorrow morning, 9:55. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Firestone. Cloudy, cold, 27 for the low tonight. Patchy drizzle, and possibly 42 by tomorrow afternoon. It's 28 now, 97.1 the Eagle.
Cram it up your ass. The Russ Martin Show.
KEGL, the Eagle.
Yeah, you're right. Either Don Davis, our program director, is going to give us credit for coming in today. But very few people did. Or we're going to get emails.
Yeah.
That's not on the playlist.
Yeah.
Hey, don't put it in the server if it ain't on playlist.
Yep. Yeah, and that song didn't test well.
How could White Snake not test well?
Nope. Kidding.
Slide it in?
Yeah.
I don't know. So tomorrow will be interesting. Plus, here's what we should do. Let Alfie and Dan come in and make them do the show together.
Yeah, tomorrow's going to be, I think, another snow day or whatever.
Well, it's not supposed to be any better because it's not really going to get warm up until after noon. Forecast says 42 tomorrow. but that might not be until noon, 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Who knows? I don't know. I really care. All I know is we came in a day just so I could go, ha-ha!
Exactly. Woohoo! No one else is here.
Well, Billy made it in.
Billy and Anna DeHaro.
Yeah, when I walked in the side door, Anna DeHaro was having a fit. A full-blown fit. I can make it in. I'm a little bitty Hispanic woman, or whatever she is.
Yeah, she's that.
And none of these other motherfuckers can make it in. Hey, the only time I don't make it in is if I got allergies. I didn't have allergies today, so I had no excuse.
Yeah, for once, I feel actually pretty decent today. Whatever it is,
yeah, I don't know why.
Or what's
up? I woke up and I saw the frozen crap on the ground and went, ha ha, deal with that, you blossoming bitches. Bloom with that. Now, have that, the freeze, throw you off with your blooming schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we'll cut a break. When are we supposed to have our first round of six hours of allergy shots?
March 7th.
Okay, so that's a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we'll see how Alfie and Dan do together. Because somebody's going to have to run the board.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's going to have to run the video stream. Somebody's going to have to switch the cameras.
Yep.
Run all the audio. And do everything.
Because I have a feeling you and I are going to be hungover tomorrow, too. I know I will be.
They're showing the video. What is that, CBS 11? That 18-wheeler with a tractor hanging off the bridge. The trailer's on the bridge.
At one point, I-45 was shut down, and you can see traffic just crawling by. One lane is reopened tonight.
And the driver's doing just fine.
Yes.
That's the best part
great
of the story.
News.
So, different kind of donut today.
I'm still curious how he got out of the tractor before it went over the bridge.
Yeah, because that, the whole like part of the front part is totally dangling down.
It's dangling so far down, you can't really see it. You think it's the rear end of the trailer that's hanging off. No, it's the two side wheels of the tractor, and the tractor is so far, it's like hidden by trees or something like that.
Yeah, it's dangling down below. I just want to hear the cussing that happened as that whole process was happening.
Skid left, skid right. Oh, damn. Oh, damn.
Right in the middle where he's listening to his country music, his Merle Haggard. 18 wheels.
Damn, I wasn't able to hold a load behind. And luckily, Billy the Kid came in and helped us out with an hour.
Yeah.
Let's take a couple of these and then we'll not do anything. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hey, I just wanted to thank Russ for not being a pussy and coming today.
First one.
Yeah, you're the first one today, boss.
Thanks.
Thank you. Hey, what do you do?
I work for the City of Grand Prairie. I work in the Parks Department.
And you guys had to be out today?
Oh, yeah, we had to go out and de-ice buildings and everything.
Why? Who's going to go to the park?
What's that?
Who's going to go to the park today?
Oh, it wasn't just parks, City Hall and recreation centers, everything.
Mm. Okay.
So how do you de-ice that? What do you do?
Yeah, what do you use for de-icing?
It's a Roadrunner. It's just an ice melt we get from Home Depot.
I've never heard of those. What do they run?
I have no idea.
I don't know. We do them until they burn up.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, sir, for putting up with us.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for being on.
Sure.
I thought we'd get more of those today. I'm just saying.
Well, I had to ask for it. But I'm sure most people were thinking, well, first of all, there aren't a lot of people on the road. And if I'm at home, I'm not flipping on the radio. Hey, I wonder what Rush Limbaugh is talking about today or Mark Davis, because I'm stuck at home. I'll be looking at porn, see if there are any new chicks online. Seeing what chicks finally got implants like they should have 2 or 3 years ago. Because you look at it and go, all right, you'd be hot, but those are flat. Save a couple of days' work and get both of them done at the same time. Because there's one chick I saw that only had one implant.
What? How do you just do one implant and do a porn?
I don't know. Her chest looked like the doctor from Cannonball Run.
One boob just kicking it?
They call me Crazy Boob Betty. And I tried to go back and find it because I knew I brought it. I know I brought it up a few weeks ago or a month ago, and I can't find it. And it's noticeable. It's not dramatic to where there's one like shooting out this far, like you know, half a foot, and the other one's maybe 2 inches. But you could tell somebody didn't have enough money to get both of them done at the same time.
So she's getting slammed from behind, and one's jiggling, and one's not.
Yeah. Like, you look like one of them mismatched mattress box spring sale bitches.
Christine Cook's like, as yeah. A clearance sale.
Yeah, that's what those look like. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hey, boss, thanks for knowing. I'm coming from home, coming home to work for myself. So I appreciate you guys being on the air today.
What'd you have to go out and do today?
I run a Party City in Plano.
No. I know where. No, I know where the one in Frisco is.
75 in Parker.
Okay, you had to go to work at Party Party City.
Yes, sir. People need balloons and stuff.
Hey, where are you guys getting the helium from now?
A company called Prax Air.
Oh yeah.
And is it more expensive now?
It's gone up about 10 cents over the last year and a half.
Okay, that's not that bad. I know that at one point there really was no joke. A concern about where we were going to get helium from.
Correct. That's actually the multi-billion dollar idea is generate a MRI machine that doesn't use helium to cool the magnets.
MRI? Huh?
Yes. That's one of helium's primary usages. It cools the magnets in the MRI machine.
Why couldn't nitrogen do that?
I don't know all the science. I just know that's one of the main uses for it.
Or dry ice.
Yeah. But no, boss, I want to say thanks for recommending Dr. Feldman. I went to him. You're right. He is cute. And I start my shot therapy next week.
Hey, hang on. How long ago did you go to see Dr. Feldman?
I went literally the week after you guys had him on the show.
He mentioned you.
I'm one of the guys. I'm the 3-shot, and I'm going to get 18 to 21 shots on my rush treatment.
So you haven't gone through your 6-hour thing yet?
Not yet, but he did the test on me. He walks. Yep, that's a pretty positive test. I was allergic to everything but 4 things.
Were you allergic to cats?
Yes, and I have 3.
See, I never thought about that. I've never had cats. I would just think all animals, all dander.
Yeah.
They all run outside. Why would one species be different from another one?
Yep.
And he said it is dramatically different. You could be allergic to cats, dogs, yep. Or rabbits.
I'm allergic to. The only thing I'm not allergic to is 1 dust mite, horses, and 3 types of mold. But I got 3 dogs and 3 cats, and I'm...
So, okay, what day are you going in for your big 6-hour appointment?
I'm probably about a week and a half away. I'm waiting for insurance and all that garbage.
Chloe and I are going in on Saturday, March the 7th.
Hey, who knows? I might be there with you. I'm going to be there for a long time.
Okay, good. We can do circle jerk. Bring bring 20s.
All right, I just got an email that says, tell boss to check the donations. That's all it says.
On PayPal?
I guess so. I guess, do they want you to do Buck Owens?
I'm not doing Buck Owens.
You said it earlier.
I said a lot of stuff. let's see. $25 from Cynthia.
Yes.
Cynthia House. It. Well, she donates all the time.
Yeah. That's who it was from.
Email. Thanks for... listen online from Houston. No ice down here. Be careful going home. Matt Anderson, P.E. I don't know if that is his position or that's what class he's in. But no, the Cynthia House, she donates all the time. Well, if she thinks I'm saying anything for $25, I made more than that per second singing Merle.
Do you know all the Buck Owens song?
Let me think.
I think almost. Like the second and third verse.
Give me a second. Oh, the sun's gonna shine in my life. More. Love's gonna live here again. Things are gonna be the way they were before. Love's gonna live here again. See, I don't have this down as good as Merle. Love's gonna live here.
Love's gonna live here.
Love's gonna live here again. No more loneliness. Only happy. No, I don't have this down as good as Merle.
Okay.
I think, plus, I don't have the whole karaoke. Next one is something like, I hear
birds
are singing. I hear bees twerking or something. I don't know.
Bees twerking.
God, it's so odd not having somebody screen these calls. We're late again, aren't we?
Yes.
Amazing how we can do that.
I know. What time is it? It's 6:30.
Almost. You know what? It's 2 minutes to 6:30. Look, it looks like this. Two from.
Yeah, it sure is.
This entire show could have been a movie. Or they just take the audio. In a world where two drunk men are in control of a 100,000-watt radio station.
The top five market?
In the number five market. In a world where they sing Merle Haggard and Buck Owens and play Buck Cherry.
Yeah.
I mean, the sad thing is none of this will make best of. I don't even know what they're going to run on 1190 Tuesday morning. By the way, good morning. Because Dan normally cuts that up. What are they going to run tomorrow?
I don't know. I think Anna's got some stuff.
Anna DeHaro?
Yes. The person responsible for 1190.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
Let's go now.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
This is Alfie Coy. The tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
No Alfie?
No Alfie.
Who's the sponsor for traffic?
It is The Voice on NBC.
Oh, there he is.
There he is.
6:35, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by The Voice on NBC. Whole lot going on. Let's get started off in Dallas. Northbound 45, right at Simpson Stewart. Got an accident there, blocking the two left lanes. Traffic's completely stopped back from I-20. This one's that 18-wheeler dangling over the bridge thing. It's about a 20-minute delay through it. Just stay away from it if you can. In Red Oak, northbound I-35 between Red Oak and Ovilla Road. Highway there completely shut down due to an accident. Traffic's completely stopped back to 77. Same accidents affecting southbound I-35 right at Red Oak. Left lane there is blocked. Traffic there is backed up back to Ovilla Road as well. Let's move into Plano. Northbound on the tollway right at Parker Road. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from the bush. In Arlington, eastbound I-30, right at Fielder, got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic's backed up back to East Chase Parkway. And finally, in Fort Worth, northbound 35W between Rosedale and 30, that accident there has been cleared out. Highway's been reopened. Traffic there still jacked up back to Morningside Drive. Never miss a moment of the show by subscribing to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archive today at russmartin.fm. Proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather is brought to you by Staples.
Yeah.
from the Staples Weather Center. Eagle weather is brought to you by The Voice. Cloudy, cold, 27 tonight. Patchy drizzle tomorrow, high near 42. That was worth sponsoring. It's 28 now at 97.1 The Eagle.
Move over and let the big dog at the Russ Martin Show.
I guess we could do birthdays.
Is it on the stuff there?
Yeah, I can get that far. Every break, I keep saying, I should probably look through some of the news stories.
We're almost there. It's almost 7.
But people don't really seem to care about content today.
It's a snow day. It's a free day.
Let's see. Okay. Yeah, we can do birthdays.
It's 6:43.
6:44. Dan O'Malley's too big of a pussy to come in to do birthdays. It's Monday, February 23rd, 2015. Birthdays today, Dakota Fanning is 21. Oh. Emily Blunt is 32. I don't know who that is. Aziz Ansari is 32. I think that's the Indian guy from Parks and Recreation.
Okay.
I think. Yeah.
What's
I don't know. What?
No, what's his name again?
Aziz Ansari.
Okay.
Let's see, that one I don't care about. Tom Baudette is 60.
He's still alive?
Well, you don't know how old he was when he started the Motel what is it,
six
spots back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Kristen Davis, you know who that is?
Nope.
Charlotte from Sex and the City. She's 50.
Okay.
Howard Jones is 60. Ooh. He's saying, what is love? Life in one day. Things can only get better. And no one is to blame. Obviously, somebody from the 80s.
Yes.
Brad Whitford is 63.
Producer, big time guy with.
It says Aerosmith's rhythm guitarist.
Oh, never mind. Okay. Never mind. I was thinking of Brad Weatherford? The guy that did the West Wing?
I don't know. I'm thinking of the guy that does the oatmeal commercials.
Oh.
Did you fart?
Yep. Yep, did it again.
Best birthdays ever. Ed Too Tall Jones from the Dallas Cowboys is 64.
Coke commercial.
He did the what?
He did the Coca-Cola commercial. That guy? Through the
Jersey Back to the Kid?
Yeah.
Was that it?
I think so. Yeah.
I don't know why I thought it was somebody else. You can have my Coke. You white kid.
Here's somebody ass jersey.
Oh. I don't think it was that Too Tall Jones. Peter Fonda, 75. Johnny Winter, brother of Edgar Winter, would have been 71. Obviously, he's dead.
Is that what it says?
It says he died in 2014. That means he's dead.
Oh, okay.
And I forget how you say our first name. Majel Barrett Roddenberry, First Lady of Star Trek, Gene Roddenberry's widow. She died in 08.
Okay. People care.
Sick about it. What do we got?
Oh, it's Mean Joe Green.
Yeah.
Coke commercial.
Here you go, Mean Joe. Thanks, kid.
Okay.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
Here.
Nasty.
What the hell you want me to do with this?
You had a rotten game. I gave you Coca-Cola, and what, you give me a nasty, sweaty jersey?
How in the hell are you in this tunnel anyway? How'd you get in here, kid?
I shivved the mascot. Okay, take a couple of these, kill some time, and they go home.
We're almost there.
Sounds like a good thing to do, Russ.
Go ahead, what do you got?
Well, I made it up to work. Seems like everybody else should. But happy you guys are on, and it's not a best-of show.
I think today you'd have been better off with a best-of, other than just Chloe and me.
No, I think you two are doing a pretty good job, even though Kenzie is a nice addition to the show.
Oh, that's what... All right, thanks. That's what we do, is...
Yeah,
we make Dan and Alfie host a show by themselves with Kenzie.
I think tomorrow's her normal day to come in anyway, I think.
Out tomorrow, she may not be in because the roads aren't supposed to be that much better tomorrow. We're not supposed to have any more precip, maybe some patchy drizzle. But, you know, she's not going to make it.
Well, I mean, tomorrow, I could see her making it for some reason because any other day... You know, there's some sort of pterodactyl kite that comes in and, like, attacks her.
Yeah.
I was, like, hit by a rogue pterodactyl kite.
Yeah.
And I, like, can't make it in.
Anything else?
My vulva fell out.
Vulva?
So I said vulva.
It fell out?
I'm repacking it right now. Mm-hmm. I sneeze and it just shot out like a parachute.
Mm-hmm. It's always some crazy story with her.
Now, does she always call in for herself or does sometimes her mom call in?
Sometimes her mom does. Whenever Kenzie has like a huge fever or she's crashed out, her mom will text in and text me and go, "Hey, Kenzie can't make it because of this." Because, you know, she couldn't read the street signs or or whatever else it may be.
She forgot where she lived.
Mm-hmm.
The dog chewed her vagina.
She had to have like an ankle transplant or something.
Maybe something in the news we can kill 8-9 minutes with. Let's see. Care about that. Top 20 country revenge songs of all time. See if Luke made it. I don't know any of these songs.
They are...
Just says top 20 country revenge songs of all time.
All time. There should be some old school stuff in there.
Rolling Stone has a list of country's 20 best revenge songs. They chose plenty of I've Been Wrong songs like Carrie Underwood's Two Black Cadillacs. Yeah, I didn't expect that to end with Cadillacs. Miranda Lambert's White Liar.
No idea. No idea.
Okay, number one was Two Black Cadillacs, Carrie Underwood. Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue, Toby Keith.
Okay.
Dixie Chicks, Goodbye Earl. Earl. Looking Back Now, Maggie Rose. The Thunder Rolls by Garth Brooks. Mm-hmm. Gunpowder and Lead by Miranda Lambert.
No idea.
Someone Will Pay by Justin Townes Earl. Mental Revenge by Waylon Jennings. So, a lot of these, I don't know. Sweet Revenge, John Prine. Decoration Day by the Drive-By Truckers.
Well, ain't Rolling Stone just got it hip?
that a band you've ever heard of, the Drive-By Truckers?
Yeah, actually, yes. I have no idea what they do, but I've heard of them.
I'm your mama!
Probably one of the Drive-By Truckers.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, here's a story about Luke Bryan.
Oh.
Of course, Dan can't make it in because he's too big of a pussy. Luke Bryan is still in the early stages of writing songs for his next album. He says, quote, "I can't do Luke, so I'm not going to try. We're going to take a month or two just to write. I got 10 or 12 more to cut. I wouldn't say that I'm 100% as prepared as I want to be." He's also still on the road, which is great because he can test those songs to see how they'll play. Quote, "Some of these new songs, we may be trying them out live on audiences." Yeah, that's what I want if I'm paying to see a concert. Oh, great. I'm a test audience. I paid whatever it cost. I paid $75 to listen to some test songs.
Yeah, some songs I've never heard before.
Which normally, when you're testing songs, the audience gets paid.
Mm-hmm.
And you rate it on a card of 1 to 10. Do you like this? Do you not like this?
Yeah, because when someone's in a concert, you go, "Hey, we're going to sing some of our new stuff. Tell us what you think." And the audience just goes, "Huh?
We don't like new stuff. Sing Okie from Muskogee."
But I'm Luke Bryan.
I said sing it.
It's a Poncho and Lefty.
Yeah. Sing Where's the Dress? Everybody likes Mo and Joe.
Yeah.
But that's what it says. He's testing out new stuff on audiences. Okay. That makes Luke Bryan a hack. There are new ticket packages this year for the ACMs. I don't care. It's the best show. I'm going to submit this for some type of award today. You want five random facts for Monday?
Either that or we could break.
Oh, we have one more?
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
701. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Last check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by The Voice tonight on NBC. Traffic blows. Let's start up in Dallas. Northbound 45. It's Simpson Stewart. Still got that accident blocking the two left lanes. It's that 18-wheeler where Toontes was driving over the side of the bridge. Traffic there is completely stopped back on I-20. Also in Dallas, northbound 75 between Walnut Hill and Royal Lane. Sorry, northbound 75. Point that is. Northbound 75 right at Walnut Hill. Highway there is completely shut down due to an accident. Traffic's completely stopped back from Northwest Highway. Half hour delay through that. In the Garland, eastbound 30 between Zion and Bass Pro. Highway there completely shut down due to an accident there. This involves a jackknife 18-wheeler. That's over Lake Ray Hubbard, so you kind of expect that. Traffic's backed up back from Bobtown. Same thing's going on in Red Oak. Northbound and southbound lanes at 35 are shut down due to an accident there. Same thing in Arlington. Westbound I-30 between Fielder and East Chase. Completely shut while crews are out there getting sand on the highway. And finally, in Fort Worth, eastbound 30 between East Chase and Fielder. Highway there is completely shut down. Crews out there still trying to sand the road down. Listen to Skull tomorrow morning at 9:55 in the morning for a shot to win a pair of tickets to a secret concert announcement. Again, at Cindy Skull tomorrow morning, 9:55, and then immediately tune back to 11:90. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by State Farm. Cloudy, cold, 27 tonight. Patchy drizzle tomorrow. The high is somewhere around 42. It's 28 now at 97.1. The Eagle.
Cram it up your ass. The Russ Martin Show.
KEGL. The Eagle.
What?
I think we made it.
Technically, yeah. We filled 4 hours of airtime.
How do we do that?
I don't know. It feels like we've been on some type of mentally retarded marathon.
Happy snow day.
Hey, we got the day off. And really, of all people, I was surprised that Dan couldn't make it because I don't know where his new house is.
I think it's pretty close, actually. It's in Carrollton, I think.
But I kept getting the text from him earlier today. Oh, it's still sleeting at my house.
All of the hints going, I don't want, I don't think we could make it.
Well, I knew what he was going for. They were wanting me to just to call the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I don't feel bad today. And I certainly don't want to sit here at the house all day with the dogs with no alcohol.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Getting no whiskey at home.
And then Alfie sent a text. Yeah, the roads are really crappy here, too. Finally, about, you know, 1:30, 2 o'clock, I looked in my driveway, and I saw water. Well, if it's melting around my house, it's melting where traffic is, so I'll try and make it in.
Yeah, exactly, because, like, you live in a neighborhood to where there's trees and there's not much chance for sun to get in, so if stuff's melting on your house, it's melting everywhere.
Yeah, there are even a couple of bridges in my development where it had started to melt. And like I said, I just followed the UPS guy out because he was hauling ass.
Mm-hmm. No matter what they're doing, they're hauling ass. No matter what.
All I know is I got time for a Diablo sandwich and a Dr. Pepper because I'm in a damn hurry. I'm going to ask my partner.
You want anything? Hush puppies, daddy. We ain't got time for that crap.
Hush puppies. Oh. All right. Yeah, Tuesday is it Tuesday now that Kenzie comes in?
I think so. Tuesdays and Fridays, I think.
It seems to vary with her. It's like her brain is on a lazy Susan. Let me clear these out, then we'll go. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hey, Russ.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to tell you, screw Dan. The only taste he's got is in beaver.
Okay, that's great. Hello? Good. Eagle.
Hey, this is Carl. I heard Everett graded my email.
Yes, you're an idiot. Eagle, go ahead.
I just want to say how much I appreciate having Russ on today. I was dreading coming to work until just for thinking that he wasn't going to be on.
Are you really today? You wouldn't have preferred best of.
I've heard most of the best of already, so it's a repeat.
Okay. I don't have the brain power to ask him any questions. We didn't replay that many bits today. A couple of dandos.
Yeah, and that was it. That was it. There was very minimal replay today.
Luckily, Billy the Kid just put Kiss FM on autopilot. Came in, set for an hour. That helped.
Yeah, so he went in and pre-recorded his "Hey, Billy, Kiss FM" like 5 times, and he was done.
Anybody else in the building? Hey, you want to come in and set in with us? No.
Even the traffic people, no.
Hey, Cake Man. Don't you want to be on a real station? Not yours.
Okay.
I was telling Alfie before traffic, I said, okay, first of all, this is really a good test of just redundant backup. Mm-hmm. If I can do a show with Chloe, Dan can do a show with Alfie.
Yeah.
And then you keep going down the list. And Alfie has to do a show with Kenzie.
That'll drive him up the wall.
Does Alfie know how to run this console?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's the one that runs it for best of.
Okay. So he knows how to use everything.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, from this
I think, yeah, he can figure that out.
And using, going from this to, bam!
I think so.
I don't like that. Somebody knows how to run the console like I do.
He can't do it better than you can.
Well, nobody can.
Yeah, exactly. And he can figure it out. It wouldn't be as slick.
And with Alfie's fortuitous nature, the day that it would be just him and Kenzie.
I can't make it in because, like, a bird was building a nest on my car tire.
Yeah.
And I thought it might be endangered, so I had to call people.
So you
1-800 people?
I just had to call people. I didn't know who to call because it's endangered, and I know you could, like, go to jail.
Yeah. So you call, like, Depeche Mode?
I called people.
Our people.
I everyday people. I called Sly and the Family Stone.
It's fun to radio drunk, ain't it? Mm-hmm. I mean, like, drunk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm drunk.
Yeah.
You taking more calls?
Yes.
I'll run through these fast. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, yeah. Look, you guys aren't doing anything, so can I hear Russ's version of Buck for Chloe, please?
Buck?
His special Buck Owens.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, we're...
No, I have a call screener. Hello?
Hello?
Goodbye. Eagle?
Hey, man, I just want to say the real Luke Bryan never takes a day off, man. Just want to let you know that, just, you know, and tell Everett that I'm a big fan of his, too, and I kind of...
You suck. Eagle?
Hey,
Eagle?
Yeah, hey.
Eagle.
If y'all are open tomorrow, or if y'all are in the studio tomorrow, y'all want food?
From where?
Where do you want?
Do you work there?
No, I just moved to Frisco, so I've been off for the past few days, so I need something to do.
Oh. Yeah. That's very kind of you, but no. Yeah. We're not eating food from strangers.
I'll bring you whatever you want.
You like food? I sell food at the back of my Ford. I used to sell meat until all my dry ice dried out.
All my dry ice went dry.
Then my meat went bad and nobody would buy maggots. Even though they was fresh.
Full protein and whatnot.
Anyway, so that'll be a good test.
Yes, definitely. Alfie and Kenzie.
Well, first Dan to see if, I mean, because Dan, as far as the show goes, he's, what would you call him? The Spock, the number one. You know, like Star Trek? The Ting.
The Ting.
Yeah, the Com, number one.
Yeah, whatever that is. Whatever you say. Dan and...
Oh, I don't know which would be better. Dan and Kenzie or Alfie and Kenzie? Probably Dan and Kenzie. Why? Alfie wouldn't know what to do. It would just be dead air of...
I know, I think that Alfie would get really frustrated.
If you don't think Dan would?
I think Dan can handle it better than Alfie would.
I don't know. I'm not able to make it in, Dan, because, like I said before, I woke up with an olive in my eye.
An olive?
An olive in your eye?
Yeah. A olive in the pit and the that sharp, spiky wood thingy.
You mean a toothpick?
That's it.
Well...
And I also got lost because a friend in this band called a bloody monkey. They gave me a treasure map, and I'm looking for the treasure.
So what happened?
I ain't found it yet. Because it's not the whole map. Oh, and I forgot to tell you, an aardvark broke into our house.
Mm-hmm.
And stole my ant farm. And it took 2 hours for the police to get there. So I had to print up 100 different pictures of all the ants that were missing. And put them on some of my books.
I have no clue what Dan does for the plugs. For more information about the Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. For the archives, go to RussMartin.fm. There's KEGL.fm. Coming up next is Nikki Six.
Uh-huh.
For all things 1190, go to Talk Radio. No, that's not right. I got no ratings 1190 a.m. But Rodney Anderson is up next. I apologize for today. Chloe Knuckles.
Oh, God.
There you go.
We made it.
Pray. Go. See you guys tomorrow.
The Metroplex.